about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
This is the day we've been waiting for. Suit up!
Yeah!
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
I'm Fester Trim. Many of you know me as the man who sells you your guns at the Gunbelievable Gun Emporium. Woo! I want to tell you about my idea for assault rifle vending machines.
I have a disease of a saliva disease.
Oh, you have a herpes? I caught it last time I went on the United Airlines flight here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
From the flight attendant.
Yes, sir.
I think his name was Kevin.
Yes.
He gave you it too?
Yes, sir, Kevin. Kevin gave, he gives everybody herpes.
Correct.
That's why the service is so good.
Kevin, God damn it.
And now.
You dock-sided, Kevin.
Our feature presentation.
Dude. Lakers. Seriously.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Good point. Thanks for the call.
Well, you're up by 7 with 2 minutes left, and you're thinking, that's not a bad place to be if you're the Lakers, right?
It's not, but 7 points in 2 minutes in the NBA is really not much.
Yeah, but it beats, having to claw your way back. I mean,
sure.
At least you can win.
Sure. But it's not like we had a wide open 3. Oh, wait.
Right, that's right. And Kobe didn't take it.
Well, I think the right play was made. He's open. He's in the corner. He can make 3-pointers. You throw it to him, he shoots it.
Yeah.
Then you hope that it goes in.
And what's his name? Blake? I don't know much about him.
Yep.
Well, 2-0, down 2-0 is not where you want to be against Oklahoma City.
It's not ideal, if that's what you're saying.
It's not the best.
It wasn't our goal when we went in.
Scenario, right. So, what are you going to do?
Cry. What are you going to do?
At least you've got the Kings, though. At least you've got something to be excited about.
We were playing poker last night, and everybody kept jumping up. We'd put our cards down and jump up and run into the other room and watch the game. And then
why don't you just play cards in a room where the TV? The
room's too small. So then, and by the way, it's a TV that you can't read the score on because it's so old and blurry. So we would have our phones out so we could keep track of the score.
God.
That's ridiculous. And then we go run down, sit down, play one hand of poker, get back up, run in, and watch the game. It was just ridiculous.
You need to play someplace else.
Yes.
Yeah.
Look, the only thing you have going for you is you're guaranteed that the Kings will win the Stanley Cup this year.
No one is saying that. I am not saying that. I wish you would stop saying
that. Lisa, didn't you hear Kevin say that? I thought I did.
I have never said that.
4 times I've heard him say that.
Yeah.
I've never said that. I would never say that.
Well,
he's
you're
telling
not,
us there's no way they could lose.
Yeah, no one said jinxes.
Oh, you guys are so funny.
but Kevin, when they do win, I hope you're collecting all this tape of you predicting it.
I'm not predicting it, Bean. Thank you.
All right. I have often said, thank God there are smart people in the world because I'm just going to go out and say it. If the world has to rebuild, if we get hit by an asteroid or the dinosaurs come back or whatever kills off most of the population and you're looking for a very small select group of people to repopulate and rebuild the world, don't choose me. I am not going to be useful because I don't know how to do anything. And, I'm just so in awe of smart people, people who, forget sending a man to the moon. Forget how mind-blowing that is. The guy who figured out how to build a car or make a radio or build a saw or pretty much anything. If you come to me and say, okay, we're starting over from scratch, what do you got? You want to work on the microwave? We need a microwave. Who wants to build the microwave? I can't ever be that guy. I don't know how to make anything from anything. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So having said that, I'm reading this lengthy article yesterday about the technology that they are really making tremendous advances in. On paralyzed people being able to direct robotic arms with their minds.
Wow.
How do you even begin figuring out how to do that? You can't move, so we're going to teach you how your brain can use robotic arms to lift. And in the case of this Massachusetts woman yesterday, who's been paralyzed for 15 years, with her mind, she directed a robotic arm to pick up a bottle of coffee, bring it to her lips, and drink it.
Wow. I'm not even sure they actually know all of the process, do they, Bean?
Well, they just know
that the brain can do that and that it can be trained.
This is what's weird. Yes, Lisa, it's so fascinating to me, and I don't know how they figured this out. Maybe it was just trial and error and they found out that this worked. Check this out, Kevin. So what they have you do is use your brain to imagine that arm lifting and coming to your lips and feeding you coffee, okay?
Right.
You do that over and over and over again, and then your brain remembers how to do that and somehow is able to do it in a way that it responds, you know, has a chip. They put a chip in you, and it is able to communicate with the robot arm and tell it what to do.
Well, I'm with you. I couldn't begin to think that I could even get to the starting line of how to begin figuring that out.
Right. And they're making incredible incredible strides in this. And, you know, there are experts who are saying that they think it will be commonplace within a few years that many people, of course, right now it's extremely expensive, but they think down the road many people can use the technology to control not only robotic arms, but they think they'll be able to figure out a way to make it control your own limbs, because they can implant something in your own limbs and actually you can, with your mind, lift your arm, for instance. They also say that widespread, that's within 5 years, that'll be widespread, and then they'll eventually figure out how to reactivate paralyzed limbs at some point down the road, perhaps
that's
decades
crazy.
Away.
That's crazy talk.
It's insane. I know. It's banana cakes, right? It just blows my mind.
It is banana cakes.
Never heard that, but okay.
So anyway, what I'm saying is good job, smart people. Keep it up. Thank God you're out there.
Keep up the work, smart people.
If I'm ever paralyzed, I'm going to use my mind to get on the phone and call you and ask you to come over and do some of this cool stuff.
Oh, you won't even be able to do that, let's be honest. You're too lazy. You got to have somebody who's not quite so lazy. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Are you serious? Are you serious?
Yes. Psycho Body is on the program today.
Yeah.
With Psycho Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Getting ready for summer. We have Dr. Drew on the program today.
Beer Mike, you're not going to take any of Psycho Mike's advice, are you, on how to get fit and lose weight?
I don't need it.
Okay.
He doesn't. That's true. He's right on par to lose the bet, so that's all good. He's also going to have a push-up contest rematch with Brad Williams.
Mini Brad?
Mini Brad.
I watched the video of how this began at the Weenie Roast last year, and I've never seen a human able to do push-ups the way Brad Williams can. He jumps down and does 109 of them or something like that without a pause, without a breath. Just phenomenal.
Hmm. Yeah, that's strange because push-ups are hard.
Super hard.
Yeah.
I said yesterday, and I stand by it, I couldn't do 109 from now till I die.
True.
I couldn't do 109. If I did one a day, I couldn't do it.
So the rematch is on today.
Okay.
I can't wait. It's going to be great.
We also have the topic of cell phones on airplanes. Virgin Atlantic has said that they are seriously considering being, or they're actually...
They're doing it. They're instituting it. It's happening.
Cell
great
phones
idea. I love it.
On airplanes. So while you're sitting super close to the person next to you who's kind of got half of your armrest and they're kind of spilling into your seat a little bit, they're going to be on the phone saying, I'm on a plane. What could go wrong with that?
People still haven't stopped getting over that you can use the internet from the airplane. How often do you see a tweet going, I'm tweeting from 35,000 feet? Now they're going to have to call everybody in their address book, partly because... You know, they're bored and they're trying to kill. These are transatlantic flights.
Yep.
People that try to kill 11 hours are going to be, all right, who else can I call and brag that I'm on a plane?
So we got that coming up today. Also, we are going to tell you how you can spend your millions to get Facebook IPO, which is coming out. When is that? Tomorrow? Friday?
I think tomorrow's the day, yeah.
All right. We have tickets to see The American Idiot. How about
yes.
that? And we're going to give you a chance to win those in about a half hour for the early morning listeners. And we still have tickets for you to see the Black Keys. So that's all coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We will come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and this is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:52.
Professional comedian by night, reading the Showbiz in for Ralph Garman for a couple days by morning. Our friend Brad Williams joins us in studio here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Hi, Brad. Where were you last night?
I was at the Ontario Improv last night, heading out to the 909. Got my meth fix on.
Sweet.
Yeah, that's why I'm up today.
I can tell that.
No sleep.
Right through the weekend.
Methamphetamine. I'll see you guys next Wednesday. All right. But I got a lot of tweets from the K-Rock listeners saying where I was going to be. So tonight, I'm actually going to be at the Comedy Store doing a show called The Naughty Show, which has a bunch of porn stars. So only if you're in that kind of thing. Hmm. Porn stars, midgets, comedy at the Comedy Store tonight. And then if you want to go out a little north, I'm at the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in the city of Ventura. So there are my gigs.
There you go.
Now, let's get to showbiz news, everybody. All right. Jennifer Lopez
was on Ellen the other day and said that she may not come back to American Idol next season. Her quote was, "I don't know if I can go for a third year. I miss doing other things. It really locks you down."
What's she getting paid, Brad?
$12 million.
Yeah.
To say, you can sing, you can't sing. Yay!
She'll be back.
She'll be back.
I think this is a bargaining ploy.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's what the experts are saying. They're saying that she's saying this so that they come out with some higher number. Forbes magazine is actually estimating that she stands to make, if she comes back, altogether $25
million. Wow.
God.
Does that not buy enough Versace? How much is one Versace dress?
$25 million.
Okay, well, you know,
they need her too because those ratings are slipping, and without her, I think they'll slip faster.
I agree, and I'll tell you something else. I was thinking about the schedule for this. Yeah, you have to go to those audition cities, six or eight, however many there are. That may be a drag, but once the season starts, you really only work 2 days a week.
Right,
you really just work Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Tuesdays for a couple of hours and Wednesdays for a couple of hours, and that's it.
And that's it. And you can cash your $12 million check at the end of it. I don't know what else she would do that would pay her that much money for that little work. I mean,
unless
she's
not talking about money, unless she's talking about being able to travel more and take the kids places or
whatever.
Hey,
she's got to make money. She's got a 22-year-old boy toy or whatever, and they demand a lot of Affliction shirts.
Sure.
It's true.
So that's that. So, Jennifer, come back to the show. Why not? Ah, big news. I couldn't wait to break this story. It is out. It is confirmed. Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather are fighting.
What?
Over the issue of gay marriage.
Oh,
Manny Pacquiao gave a speech in the Philippines a few days ago and said he was against President Obama's stance that endorses gay marriage. Manny Pacquiao, a Christian, was quoting Bible verses in Leviticus saying that gay marriage is not good. And now Floyd came out yesterday and said, unlike Manny Pacquiao, I support gay marriage. I back my president. I back the United States of America.
Oh, yeah. Let's make it a war between countries.
Finally have this fight, and then the country decides that whoever wins, his stance on gay marriage gets to be law. Let's do that. Let's settle it that way.
I like
fight it out.
Only because then you would get so many gays at a boxing match. And that would be great. Punch him in the face.
Does anyone else smell Astroglide?
Just hit him. Hit him. Oh, that would be great. Well, I mean, and you can tell that Floyd Mayweather is going after the gay vote and the gay people because, I mean, he had Bieber in his corner, right?
Good point.
So, All right. So, let's let them start punching each other. Speaking of physical altercations, at the Rockfest concert in Kansas City, there was something that there's actually a video of this on TMZ.com. A girl came and she looked exactly like Snooki.
Poor girl.
Short, orange, black hair, wearing all the Jerseylicious stuff.
Oh, so she was playing it up.
She was.
Okay.
And one of the concert goers apparently took umbrage to this and decided to kick her in the face.
Oh, man.
Oh.
See, violence towards women, bad, but he thought that she was actually Snooki.
And she seems to have been trying to pass herself off as Snooki.
Right, and his thought was, looks like Snooki deserves a boot in the face. Maybe he thought that, well, if she's trying to look like Snooki, Snooki got punched in the face. Maybe that she should get kicked in the face. Maybe things should all be even. I don't know. I don't know how to feel at this story because it's like violence towards women. That's obviously terrible.
And then there's Snooki.
And then there's Snooki.
Right.
So it's like,
I know.
Weighing the options.
Shut up, Snooki.
So yeah, but basically, I'm lucky in that I only look like Wee Man. I mean, I only get tossed in the shopping carts and kicked in the balls. That's okay. I could deal with that.
It's a little rough as well.
You know, but my face, my moneymaker stays intact.
Sure.
So I'm fine with that. But yeah, check out the video on TMZ. It's kind of, I don't like it. But anyway, moving on. That story happened. Let's get to celebrity birthdays, everyone. It's May 17th. These people were born on today. Actor Bill Paxton, 57 years old. He's coming out in a new Hatfield and McCoy.
Oh, that's right.
Movie. I can't remember what channel that's on, but it actually looks very interesting. And then one of our favorites, I performed with him at April Foolishness, Bob Saget is 56 years old, everybody.
Bob!
Obviously, the Tourette's guy is very... well, I want to wish him a happy birthday. Singer Enya is 51, if you like music that puts you to sleep.
She rocks it.
Who can say it's your birthday? Shut up, Enya. Moving on. Craig Ferguson, Late Late Show, Drew Carey Show. He is 50 years old. Trent Reznor, one of our favorites. And... Academy Award winner.
I know, still not.
Yes,
Trent
Reznor.
Right. Still can't figure that out.
And Nine Inch Nails front man. He is 47 years old today. Jordan Knight from the New Kids on the Block is, who cares? Josh Homme from the Queens of the Stone Age. He is 39. Atlanta Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan is 27. Dave, the King of Mexico, he puts his list together, right?
Yeah,
he's a Falcons fan. Okay, that's why he put Matt Ryan.
Yep.
It's not my fault.
And from the Twilight movies, actress Nikki Reed is 24 today. I am Brad Williams. Follow me on Twitter, @FunnyBrad, and I pitter-patter on the show, Bisbee.
All right, we're going to give away tickets for American Idiot. If you would like to call now, you're going to have to sit through the pain that is Omaroki. But,
it's too early for Omaroki. Come on.
Give us a call, 1-800-520-1067, and we will talk to you next.
Lisa's so happy we're actually giving away tickets to a play for
I know.
Listeners.
And I'd like to point out, a lot of guys have been calling in for these tickets.
Yeah, it's American Idiot.
That's true.
I know,
yeah.
I'm just saying. It's also theater.
Right.
It is the play that is based on the album from Green Day, American Idiot, and it is showing at the Sagerstrom Center for the Arts in Costa Mesa, May 29th through June 3rd. If you're a Green Day fan, this is a different way to see your favorite band. 1-800-5...
Hey, Omaroki. Let's go. Kevin has no time for your intro, Bean.
Well, no, I thought you were wrapping it up, because why do you give the number? Because we already have all the phone calls on. It's time for Omaroki.
Omaroki as a singer, Omar's really lame. So we wish you luck, because he sucks. If you guess, you win the game.
Yeah. Pow. I'm ready.
You're going to be singing Green Day songs for the kids, and all they have to do is identify what song it is. I know that sounds simple, but the way you do it, it doesn't seem like it has any relationship to the real song.
It does sound better. It does. I do a rock a little harder, so... I'm going to have to tone it down a bit to kind of make it sound like Green Day. I know I do a tremendous job. I kind of improve upon each song.
Okay. All right. Let's take them in order. We'll start with Robert. He's on line one to play Omaroki. Now, I guess we have three that will win. We have three pairs of tickets, so I guess it'll be the first three then. Maybe first three that they get it right.
All right. Hi, Robert.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Welcome to Omaroki. We apologize in advance for what you're about to hear. Welcome to a new kind of tension all across the alien nation, where everything is meant to be okay. Television dreams of tomorrow. We're not the ones who were meant to follow. Well, that's not even true.
Oh, wait. I got the last word wrong on that.
That's fine. I think you massacred that song enough. What song is that, Robert?
That is massacred. I know is it Rock and Contradiction?
That is massacred. How about some songs we play on the radio?
That's actually American Idiot.
That is the title song. Yeah, I thought that was a gimme, but apparently not. Chris is next on line two here on the Kevin DeBean Show. Chris, welcome to Omaroki. Good luck to you.
My eyes feel like they're gonna bleed, dried up and bulging out my skull. My mouth is dry. My face is numb, effed up and spun out in my room on my own. Here we go.
That's plenty.
That's great. That's
nice. Awesome.
All right.
Thanks,
Chris.
Mugs.
Song title, please.
I'm not the world's biggest Green Day fan, so I'm trying to do this for my buddy since I missed his birthday and he's the world's biggest fan. But I think it's Basket Case, isn't it?
That is incorrect. That would be Brain Stew.
You know, I like that the listeners aren't getting it because the rest of your audience gets more of me singing.
Yeah.
So that's
good. My ears feel like they're going to bleed.
When you hear Kevin play the real song, like Brain Stew right there.
Sounds just like it in my head.
Are you singing the right song? I mean, do you
it's the exact same song.
Okay.
Have you heard these songs?
You know what? They actually called me yesterday. I'm going to be one of these understudies, in case the guy
is
who's playing.
Right?
Yeah.
For the play?
It is.
Yeah.
Let's try Pat. She's on line three, 1-800-520-1067 for Omaroki on the Kevin DeBean Show. Pat, what do you think of the contestants so far this morning?
I don't know if it's the contestants or the...
Hey, I hear you. How dare you?
We're on the
Say
same
no
page.
More. All right, listen up. Here's your Omaroki.
My My shadow's the only one that walks beside me. My shallow heart's the only thing that's beating. Sometimes I wish someone out there would find me. Till then, I walk alone.
There is a melody in the song, Omar. Can't you try to find it?
I just sang it. Are you paying attention, Bean?
What do you got, Pat?
Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
That's correct.
My shadow's on. Dead on, right,
yep.
Muggs?
Yep.
Nicely done.
Thank you very much.
You got tickets? Hold on, please.
Right, Lisa?
Oh, my God. I've seen the show, and I didn't know what you were singing.
Let's go to Claudia. Hi, Claudia.
Hi.
Hi.
You ready for Omar Oki?
Yes.
Me either.
Good luck.
Here comes the rain again, falling from my stars. Drenched in my pain again, becoming who we are.
Oh, man. I am falling deeply in love
that
with you.
One. Thank you.
Sensitive Omar. All right, Claudia, what do you got?
Wake Me Up When September Ends.
That's correct. Booyah. Nicely done.
All right.
Here comes the rain.
Wake Me Up When Omar Ends is what I'd like to say. Giving away tickets to the Tony Award-winning play American Idiot at the Sagerstrom in Costa Mesa starting May 29th. Hopefully, our next contestant is going to be Albert. John, where are we? John?
John.
John, if he gets it right, then we're done. We can say goodbye to this bit.
Hey, John.
Hey, what's up?
All right, here you go.
Hear the dogs calling out of key to a hymn called Face and Misery. Hey, and bleed
holiday,
the company.
Yes, Holiday loves the wicked. Congratulations.
He said it. He said it already. Nicely done. Yeah.
Congratulations to all the winners. Thanks for listening to and enduring and surviving, Omar Oki.
Yep, and the intro is here.
We're good.
Omar Oki, that's our game, and how much fun we had. Now you know that I didn't lie when I told you he was pretty bad.
Yeah, mama, this must be my dream.
You are listening to the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 21 minutes after 6 o'clock.
That song just got played on K-Rock.
Marcy
we
Playground.
Just heard it, yes. Yeah. Sex and Candy just got played right now on today's show. This
yes,
is not
it
a
is.
Best of. Today is May 17th, 2012. You are not hearing my voice from the 90s. Hey, how can you become a billionaire by buying Facebook shares? Or can you even buy Facebook shares? You know, it's going public tomorrow. It's going to be one of the largest IPOs ever. We're going to talk to a business expert about how that works in about 10 minutes or so right here on the Kevin Amin Show. First, though, a couple of your emails. You can write to any of us here on the show. You can always get in contact with us through the Kevin Amin Facebook page or on Twitter. At Kevin Bean, or our email addresses are pretty easy to figure out. It's whoever you want to reach at krock.com. Here's one that kind of is kind of dovetails on Omar Oki, the game we just played for American Idiot. I have to call BS on your famous idiots game a couple of days ago. Remember Tuesday we played that, and we were playing sound bites, and all the answers were beer mug. He was the famous idiot. Every answer was beer mug, and that answer defies the name of the game. While he is certainly an undisputed idiot, Muggs is not famous, even by the loosest definition of the world. Let's face it, the guy is most likely going to be dead in 5 years and will be completely forgotten about 5 months after that. Have a great day, Tom.
Fantastic.
By the way, that's a good point. That's not a bad point.
Yeah.
Subject line, some love for beer mug. Dear Kevin and Bean, as you may have already guessed by the title of this email, I was trying to deceive you to make sure that you would read it because you get thousands of email having hate for beer mug. There can never be too much hate for beer mug.
Fantastic.
I hate his voice. I hate his laugh. I hate his interviews. I hate his dumb repetitive phrases such as
fantastic.
Fantastic. And the comments that he makes in the show. Please do the right thing and squelch his microphone. His voice is like nails on a chalkboard and diarrhea in my ears.
Wow. Fantastic.
I am a loyal podcast listener over 3 years. I do not want to give up on such a great show. But the beer mug problem, if it persists, I will have to say goodbye to the Kevin and Bean Show. I have plenty of duct tape if you need it. P.S. Say hi to Tammy for me.
Fantastic.
That was nice.
That is amazing.
I love the beer mug problem, by the way. That's going to be the name of my new band. I like that. We were talking about, I don't remember where it came up on the show, but somebody made reference to that guy who implanted magnets under his skin.
Yeah, so it was Citizen of the Day yesterday.
That's what it was. Yeah, he could hold his iPod on his wrist without using the strap, because how annoying would that strap be, right?
Oh, it's
so much
bad.
Simpler to have surgery and put magnets under your skin. Well, listen to this. Kate writes in. I have a friend who is an ER doctor. A 12-year-old boy came in with his parents. was playing in the bathtub with two very strong magnets and attached them on either side of his penis.
Oh, no.
They were so strong, he could not remove them. Now, think about that for a second. A magnet on either side, but there's not, you know, he's a little boy. There's not that much room in between them, so the magnets are super strong, and he couldn't take them off. In the ER, they tried to remove them with pliers. Then they finally demagnetized and were able to remove the magnets. Can you imagine how horrified this kid must have been and how now every time his parents get mad, they must torture him with this information? That's one of the strangest ER stories I've ever heard, as I've got magnets on my penis.
Oh, that's terrible.
And they make you shout through that glass.
Wait, what's your problem?
What's the problem? Right. He's got magnets on his penis.
Yesterday at this time, I was telling you about how my days at K-Rock were winding down because I was becoming an internet millionaire because I got an opportunity to buy a Malaysian sex website. Dear Bean, K writes in, my husband is from Malaysia. I wanted to be sure that you know that being an Islamic country, there is an instituted government-backed morality police whose sole responsibility is to enforce the principles of what they call the God's laws on earth.
Oh, so they'd be in favor?
Therefore, operating such a website, if discovered, could be subject to a government shutdown, thus a loss of your investment. And please be aware that any illegal sex activities, including the promotion of illicit materials, is punishable by death.
What?
Awesome.
Please handle your transaction with discretion. Should that wave me off a little bit on MalaysiaSex.com?
Do you live in Malaysia?
I thought that was a pretty good idea. Let me do one more. This one is on the topic of used panties we were talking about, and I think Kevin is making a bid on Queen Elizabeth's underwear. It's up on eBay right now.
Doing that at all.
Hi, Kevin and Bean and Lisa May. Listening to your podcast, this segment about the Queen's used panties came up. I'm no celebrity, but I have been propositioned by a man to buy my underwear. I had put up an ad on Craigslist for some clothes, not lingerie, to sell, and I received a call from a man looking for used panties. He said he was willing to pay up to $50 per pair. I said, no, thank you. But later on, when I told my roommate about it, she said I should have passed the phone to her. Apparently, she would have sold a stranger her used panties because she's a whore. Thanks, guys. Or she's a smart businesswoman who realizes that 50 bucks is 50 bucks.
Fantastic.
Yeah, don't you go buy like 30 pair and sell all of them to
them?
Yes,
certainly
you do.
Should.
It's exactly what you do.
Dear Kevin and Bean, speaking of celebrity items and the Queen's panties that were up on eBay, I happened to tune in this morning as you were talking about celebrity items on eBay. While mine were not procured on eBay, I have a couple of items that I think you might be interested in hearing about. I have a piece of foam rubber stunt armor worn by Chris Hemsworth during the filming of Thor. Well, that's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
That beats the Queen's panties any day.
That's an actual movie art item. Yeah, sure.
I also have one of the eye patches worn by the badass mother effer himself, Samuel L. Jackson, in The Avengers. She has an eye patch.
Did she work on the movie or
has
something?
Has a friend who worked on the movie.
Nice.
I still joke that someday I will harvest the DNA on it and extract the BAMF gene. Anyway, with the Avenger movie still popular, I wanted to brag that I have these items. You win.
Yeah. Pretty
you win.
Sweet.
The only thing better? Queen's panties. And that is the email. We will take a quick break and come back and tell you how you can make your fortune on Facebook IPO next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and this is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:34.
That's a little bit creepy, isn't it?
It's kind of a strange ending.
The Psycho Body coming up later on today. Our old friend Mike Catherwood heads into the show. Also, Dr. Drew on the program as well. And the terrifying news we will discuss next hour about how Virgin Atlantic is preparing to allow cell phones on planes. I'm going to start taking boats to Europe. What could go wrong? First, though, tomorrow, if I understand the news correctly, is a big day if you would like to become an instant billionaire. All right, maybe I'm exaggerating, but lots of people have made lots of money over the years by buying into technology companies. Look at the people who got Microsoft at the beginning when they could. Look at the people who got Apple, Google. I mean, there's a lot of money to be made. What's going to happen with Facebook? This is one of the IPOs that apparently everybody is talking about. I don't know anything about it, but I know Frank Motek does. He is the voice of the KNX Business Hour at 1 every afternoon on AM 1070. Hi, Frank. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show, my friend.
Well, good morning to you, gentlemen, and I'm ready to rock and roll here for you this morning, I have to say.
All right.
Well, we appreciate that, although no one has used that term in about 30 years, Frank.
Okay.
Yes?
It's the big countdown. Yes, you're absolutely right to the Facebook IPO, and you use the Facebook lingo, which I think is a little bit more current. Facebook will be updating its status from private to public, and the company hopes you will not only hit the like button, but also hit the buy button when the Facebook stock starts trading tomorrow morning under the ticker symbol FB on the NASDAQ. Now, what's going to happen today already, and this is what we're going to be talking about today on the Business Hour, is that the Facebook will be setting the final trading price. That'll be happening after the closing bell today. And it's widely expected that it'll be in a range between $34 to $38. But now there are some reports saying today that it could be as much as $45 a share. So we got a Facebook frenzy going here.
Now, can random people like you and I buy if we want?
Well, you know what? Unfortunately, number one, it's too late. And number two, we probably can't afford it because it's going to require some big bucks to do that. And the way it works, it's usually reserved for the most loyal customers of these various brokerage firms.
Oh, I
and
see.
You have to have a lot of money in your account and also have a lot of trading experience. If you have a certain number of trades and you have like $250,000 in your account, then you might be able to go for it. But
one follow-up question. What if you don't have any of that?
It sounds like a no, Kevin.
Then you have to wait.
Then you have to wait.
Right. You have to wait till tomorrow when the stock actually goes public and hit it in the open market. But this is not all rainbows and ice cream cones based on what the analysts are saying. You mentioned some examples where there were very successful IPOs, and certainly it's going to be a big day. In fact, CNBC is calling this Facebook Friday, and you know, a lot of frenzy and a lot of hype about all this. But some believe that the stock is already looks to be overvalued and overhyped, and based on some of the other social media stocks that have already gone public, they've had very mixed results. The closest thing to this would be LinkedIn, which is below its IPO price. We had Zynga, Pandora, and Groupon, some other examples, and they're below the IPO price.
Let me ask you this, Frank, and again, as I said when we brought you on, I don't know anything about how the stock market works or how prices are established or whatnot, but is Facebook a profitable enterprise, or is this something that people are looking at and going, well, it's popular, a lot of people use it, so it must be worth a lot of money? And when I ask that, I'm thinking of, for instance, Instagram, which I don't know how that makes money, yet Facebook paid $1 billion for it. What's the actual value of this company?
Well, supposedly it's going to be valued at around $100 billion, you know, some astronomical amount. And apparently they do make money from advertising. And now that the company will be going public, of course, all of that will be under intense scrutiny. Already there's a lot of discussion from analysts that Facebook may have already peaked out. Some are saying that Facebook is hitting the market at its peak and is nowhere to go but down.
Right. That's what I was thinking, because Bean, my partner, said, you know, Google and Microsoft and Apple and some of those, but they went public way earlier. It seems like Facebook has waited until it peaked. And how?
Can you imagine if you bought stock in MySpace, for example? You know?
Yeah.
Great example. And there was a time where people thought MySpace was forever, right? I mean, it was everybody was using it.
Right. So I wouldn't get swept up into the hype of all this. It's a lot of fun and, you know, it should be very interesting. It'll be a big day tomorrow, but I would be cautious, you know, and generally, and again, I talk to these experts on the Business Hour frequently, and there have been many IPOs over the years, and many of them usually advise not to get in on the first day, wait till the dust settles, and, you know, the market over time certainly filters out emotion and frenzy, as we've seen, and once the hype dies down, then people will start looking at earnings and sustainability and all that. And look what's, you know, happened to Apple with new products and all that. And that's has made that company the most valuable in the world. And even that stock has pulled back there recently. And another observation I have to say is that some people are saying social media fatigue may also be setting in with everybody tweeting and updating and now pinning and all this other stuff. This might also be a factor here, too. And the other big story this week, General Motors actually pulled its ads off of Facebook, saying that the ads were not effective. So Facebook is taking it there.
Bad timing for Facebook to have that happen right days before they go public. This is the voice of Frank Motek, by the way, from KNX AM 1070. He's the host of the Business Hour, afternoons at 1. Let me ask you one other thing, Frank, and that is, you hear about the original Microsoft 7 and things like that. How many employees at Facebook, as a result of the IPO tomorrow, are going to become overnight billionaires?
Well, some of the upper echelon there, Mark Zuckerberg, who turned 28 this week, will certainly be among them. There's a whole list of people here that will be benefiting from all this.
Is it like 20 people, 100 people, 1,000 people?
It's probably more like 20 or 30. gosh, certainly the board and all that. I don't have the whole list in front of me, but
how can I get on that list? I want to be one of those people.
Well, they're all our new best friends, of course.
Yeah.
People like Napster co-founder, Facebook founding president Sean Parker, co-founder and Zuckerberg's Harvard roommate. You know, the list goes on. So these folks who are still involved and in on it early, and then of course all these various brokerage houses that are involved in the deal will be cleaning up nicely tomorrow.
Yeah. There's going to be an awful lot of money changing hands. Now, does the state of California stand to benefit? Don't they collect a lot of taxes from all these people who get sudden wealth like this?
Well, it looks like Zuckerberg's going to have a huge tax bill, and that's why he's supposedly selling tomorrow, right when the stock hits. So I'm not a tax expert, but yeah, there are going to be some big tax bills associated with the tremendous wealth that's going to be created here, at least in the early going, and then we'll see how it all plays out. So after the bill today, we'll get the price, and then first thing tomorrow morning, FB, as in Facebook, that'll be the ticker symbol that'll hit the market tomorrow morning sometime.
Well, it's very exciting to watch other people playing around with vast quantities of money, and I've got no horse in this race, but I'd love to know. I mean, if we had that crystal ball, and this is what the stock market's all about, let's say they sell it for $45 tomorrow, I'd love to know what Facebook is going to be worth in a year. Is it going to be worth $200, or is it going to be worth $2.50? There's just no way to tell, I guess, and that's what makes this exciting, right?
It does, and that's why they're thinking about renaming Wall Street Las Vegas Boulevard.
Yeah, they might as well.
No kidding.
All right, from KNX 1070, host of the Business Hour at 1, Frank Motek. Thanks for the time on the Kevin DeBean Show, sir. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hey, an 18-year-old Chris Cornell fan shows up at his concert in Florida the other day and holds up a sign that says, "I want to sing Hunger Strike with you." Chris Cornell invites him up on stage, and the kid gets to sing Hunger Strike with Chris Cornell. Dream come true.
That's awesome.
YouTube video of it, and it looked like he was really good, too. The guy's a singer, and dream come true. Must have been so much fun for him and the audience and Chris and everybody.
I don't mind stealing bread.
No, it sounded a little like this. Crazy high voice.
I couldn't hear that.
6:53. Welcome to the Kevin DeBean Show here for a Thursday. Ralph Garman's off today. He'll be back tomorrow in his stead. Our good friend Brad Williams. Hey, Brad.
How you doing? I don't know if he's going to be back. I think everyone likes me. I think Ralph's gone.
Oh, is that
really?
It?
Yeah.
Do you decide that?
He just tweeted me. Said he's gone.
Oh.
Said he's going to do Babylon.
He's moving to Kentucky.
Full time. Moving to Kentucky.
It's funny because I follow his tweet and he didn't say anything about
that. No, he sent me a DM.
Oh,
yeah, DM.
I see.
No, but in all seriousness, thank you, Ralph Garman, and thank you, K-Rock, for having me on. Let's get to showbiz news, everybody. Father's Day is coming up. Now, you guys, Kevin, you're a father.
Scary enough, yes.
I know, right? what kind of gifts do you normally get for Father's Day? Maybe a tie?
No, I
know. He's never gotten a tie in his life.
Are you kidding?
Shorts?
Yes.
King shirts?
Maybe, yeah.
A speaking spell?
Yep. Now you're getting into my realm. Yes.
Thank you for the gift, Kendall. So, those are the average gifts that people get on Father's Day. How about being Brad Pitt? What do you think Angelina Jolie got him for Father's Day? No.
Ooh, that'd be the best.
This might be better.
Better?
How about a $1.6 million helicopter?
A real helicopter?
A real helicopter!
That's awesome!
He's got a helicopter!
Does he know how to fly it?
I don't think so! But he still
learned.
He still got it. They have classes. Listen, I've been on a helicopter when I did some USO tours. They are awesome. You fly over, it's good.
I want a helicopter.
They need to pace themselves, though. Where do you go from here?
Well, I mean,
fighter
what do you do next?
Right?
F-14.
Well, I mean, they got all those kids. Helicopter's a little more stylish than a minivan.
Wow.
You know, hey, kids, get on your helmet and your earphones.
We're going to Costco.
We're going to the chopper. you think he just has his iPod playing, like, Ride of the Valkyrie whenever he's flying that thing?
That's crazy.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's just what people do who have the FU money.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What should I get them? How far down on the list for normal families would a helicopter be?
like Lisa, what would you do with FU money? Do you know?
I have no idea. I haven't really thought about it.
Would helicopter ever enter?
No, helicopter would never. I'd buy a little island, perhaps.
Yeah.
I'd do that.
Oh, man. So, if you see the... If you see
sweet.
The ghetto bird flying over, it's not the cops. It's not the 5-0. It's Brad Pitt.
Sweet. Wow.
So, good stuff. Forbes has released its top 10 list of most powerful celebrities. Now, Forbes is a financial magazine, but don't think this is the richest celebrities. This is just the most powerful. This takes into fact everything they do in show business, their side projects, and salary. So it takes in all these factors.
Ryan Gosling.
Best looking.
Ah. Absolutely.
Just on that alone. Number 10, Steven Spielberg. Still number 10, still making money. Number 9, Tom Cruise. Number 8, this one kind of surprised me, but Katy Perry. Katy Perry, number 8. No I mean, she does have that fragrance line. She's got numerous hit singles, tours.
5 number 1 hits off her last album. She's got the movie coming out, 4th of July weekend.
She's also got
nice melons.
Yeah, she does have those.
That's worth at least $20 million. Mm-hmm. Anyway, number 7, porn star Kim Kardashian.
Really?
She's number 7.
Stop it.
Number 7.
That's crazy.
We have to do something. This is just wrong.
Awesome.
And here's the sad part. Is Forbes is actually reporting that she fell because of her wedding. So she was higher. And then after the divorce,
that tarnished her reputation a little bit.
Yes.
Wow.
She's above Steven Spielberg.
That's an excellent point, Lisa.
God.
Steven Spielberg, how many Oscar wins? How many millions, hundreds of million-dollar movies, movie studios that made obvious contributions to not just our culture, but Americana in general.
And for many, many, many years to come.
Yes. And can't beat the woman with a big butt.
I've seen her in bed. She's not bad.
So she's number 7. Britney Spears back on the list at number 6.
Wow.
This coming off of the X Factor announcement, I'm sure.
I have a little Britney Spears gossip.
Oh, you do?
I heard a reporter who was at the upfronts, which have begun.
Yes.
Right.
And she said Britney Spears, they brought her on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't look good. She seemed to have trouble getting on stage. She muttered a few things and then disappeared.
Really?
Yeah.
This might be better than we thought.
Yeah. The reports actually had her smacking her gum as she was talking to everyone, like doing that little
hi y'all. I'm just happy to be here.
And
if you can only get 30 seconds out of her on stage, which is the report that I read. How's she going to be on a 2-hour-long show sitting at the judges' table?
I can't wait.
Well, she's obviously entertained by it. This could be Paula Abdul, the sequel. So that's what we're all hoping for. Number 5, Lady Gaga. Now, she was number 1 last year, so she's dropped a few spots. Number 4, Rihanna. This coming with all her music. She's like the new Nate Dogg, pretty much. She's on every
she's
chorus.
She's on everybody else, yeah.
And also with the movie Battleship coming out. Number 3... the highest quote unquote male on the list, Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's there.
He
still has the influence. I mean, his new video that he put up has gotten like 40 million views already in a week. I mean, it's just insane how popular this kid still is.
Nuts. Maybe he can like go in Brad Pitt's helicopter and maybe have a little out of control session. You know, like, sacrifice. Whatever.
Who gives a damn?
Number 2, Oprah Winfrey.
Still.
Yeah.
Surprises me.
Even with OWN going down the way it is.
I'm so fat.
Maybe that's the reason. And number 1.
All right, let's think about this for a second.
Number one, most powerful celebrity.
Music, movies, TV.
All 3.
All 3.
Oh. Wow. Music, movies, music. And TV.
Yeah.
Will Smith.
No.
Music. Hang on. Music, movies, and TV.
Who are we not thinking
of? He's got a movie coming out. It's an ensemble piece.
He said he's got a movie coming out.
No, I'm sorry. Not he.
So it's a he.
It's not a he.
He's got a movie.
It's not a he.
It's on TV as well?
She is on TV, correct?
Wow, I don't know.
Mixing it up.
We're all going to hit ourselves in the forehead when you say it because it'll be obvious, but it's not coming to me either.
You won't hit yourself in the forehead. You'll hit yourself in the butt because it's Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
How is she the most powerful woman in Hollywood?
She's on American Idol. She's got the instant classic, What to Expect When You're Expecting, coming out.
Wow.
Still has music.
Did you mention Oprah on that list?
Yeah, second.
Number 2.
Okay, sorry.
Try to keep up, Tim.
tune him out.
Is Glenda there? Is Glenda on the list? Yeah,
Glenda's
so
not there.
Congratulations, Jennifer Lopez, being the most powerful celebrity in Hollywood, according to Forbes magazine.
Wow.
Let's get to celebrity birthdays. Actor Bill Paxton is 57 years old. He's going to be on Hatfield and McCoy coming up. We found out that is on the History Channel coming
yes.
out. Enya is 51. Craig Ferguson is 50. Trent Reznor, Academy Award winner, Trent Reznor, Nine Inch Nails, is 47 years old. Jordan Knight from New Kids on the Block is 42. Everyone's second favorite comedian after me, Bob Saget, everyone, is 56.
Oh, Bob Saget!
Oh, we're excited. I want that form of Tourette's. I really do. I mean, if you're going to have Tourette's, Bob Saget is not that bad.
That's true.
And then Twilight actress Nikki Reed is 24, and singer Josh Homme of Queens of the Stone Age is 39. I'm Brad Williams. Follow me on Twitter at FunnyBrad, and I pitter-patter on the show Biz.
More passes on the way for the Carrick Advance screening of Men in Black 3 coming up. Also, how about this? Black Keys, your choice of October 5th at Staples Center or October 8th at Honda Center. And you get a Black Key that could start the Black Keys minivan right off the album cover for El Camino. That's one of the strangest things we've ever given away here on K-Rock.
Yeah, I can't vouch for it.
It's the tour van from the Black Keys. Curiously, not an El Camino. All right, it's Kevin Meacher here on a Thursday, the Psycho Body next hour with our friend Mike Catherwood and Dr. Drew, too. This was terrible news, I thought, when I heard it announced on Tuesday. Here's Brian Williams from the NBC News talking about what's coming to an airplane near you soon.
This next item will either bring business to Virgin Atlantic or keep customers away. Passengers are now able to use their cell phones to make and receive calls while aloft. It's just a few planes at first. Thankfully, there's limited bandwidth, so just a few passengers at a time can use their phones. And the service depends on your overseas carrier. You can just hear the sound of, can you hear me now?
I am strongly in the camp of this is the worst idea ever.
I've been dreading it forever because they keep
we've
talking
seen it
about it.
We've
yes.
seen it coming, right?
Without yes. Even without the limited bandwidth where only a couple of people can be using it at the same time, because then you're going to be angry that the woman in 2A has been on the phone the whole time and
right.
you need to make a call.
And there will be a woman in 2A who will be on the phone
yeah.
the whole time.
Not yes. to mention sitting next to the woman in 24B who's on the phone yelling, can you hear me now, or yelling at her kids, or shout, just whatever. You have to listen to a phone call. This is a terrible idea.
All right, let me ask you guys this, and we do want to take some calls on this, especially if you're on an airplane, at 1-800-520-1067. If you have thoughts on this, especially if you think it's a good idea, especially if you think this is going to end well.
Yeah, what are we missing? Because I see nothing but fights, and a week later, them retracting it.
Now, I'm trying to imagine, under what circumstances would you ever need to make a telephone call from an airplane? Why don't we start there? Let's figure out what the need is. Why would you need to make a call?
I think because it's been illegal all this time, people have just accepted it, and there is no need for it. But if it's accepted, half the plane will come up with a reason they have to check in with whoever or call somebody or...
I mean, I can imagine that there might be emergencies.
Yeah.
That happen like right before you get on a plane to go somewhere.
Right.
That,
like,
I don't know.
My God, I just realized I left the dog in the yard or something like that.
Right.
You have to tell somebody immediately.
But isn't sitting, I mean, maybe it's just me because I don't like people on planes, talking and stuff. So I just put headphones on. But, I mean, it's annoying enough to fly.
It is.
You have to get there 2 hours
agree.
Early, and then you get the full pat down. That's fun. But then you get, you have to wait in line, and everybody's got to put their junk in, and now you're going to be sitting next to somebody talking on the phone.
I mean, I can see if your plane has just been commandeered by terrorists and you're heading toward a tall building, maybe that's the time to whip out the phone and say, I love you, Mom.
Nope.
I get
limited
that.
Bandwidth.
Well, and they did that.
Limited bandwidth.
And they did that. Yes. And that's what made me think. That's the last time I remember people regularly using phones on a plane was 9/11/01. But I'm thinking beyond something of that scope, why do you ever need to make a call? And the reason I bring that up, the reason I ask that question is when they went to the guy who's running Virgin Atlantic and they said, what up, dude? He said, people have been asking for it. This is what people want. They want to be able to make phone calls on planes. And I'm thinking, say no.
Yeah. I mean, isn't he smart enough to look forward and say, this is going to go poorly. Let's just go ahead and keep our policy the way it is. Isn't it annoying enough when you're shopping at a shopping mall or when you're getting food or whatever and somebody else is on a phone, you have to listen to their whole conversation?
It's horrible.
It's so annoying.
And it also kind of seems like how many people on a plane, you know, let's say there's 400 people on a plane. Let's say 20 decide they want to use the phone. Maybe you're making those 20 people happy. Aren't you making the other 380 people on the plane unhappy, though?
Yes, correct. That's what I think.
Yeah.
That's
imagine the dread if the person next to you, the person sitting next to you, pulls out a cell phone and starts dialing up.
Is this their plot to start renting you, like, noise-cutting, you know, those headphones that cut out all the noise or something?
But you know that those don't work that well. You have the noise-canceling headphones sitting next to a woman with a bullhorn for a mouth.
And if you want to sleep, you need to take those off.
Oh, man, this is going to be bad.
Well, we want to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067 if you have thoughts on Virgin Atlantic introducing cell phone service on flights. Now, there are some restrictions right now. As Kevin mentioned, limited bandwidth means I think only six people at a time can be on the phone. Thank God.
But that's all worse because they'll fight over it, I think.
You predicted a fist fight in the first week, right?
I think it'll be a week or two, and they will change their policy right back because they're going to get in fights.
God, I hope you're right.
They also say, at least when the policy begins, as you heard in the news report, it's not on all flights. It's just on a few. You can't use a phone within 250 miles of U.S. airspace, for instance. They are going to limit the hours. So, you know, after a certain time, it's light, you know, lights out, phones out kind of deal so that people can sleep. But if it's successful, if people end up liking this service, using this service, and let's remember this. The airline will probably make money off of it. They probably get a percentage of those phone calls. So if it's profitable for them, I don't see why you wouldn't see this expand to all other airlines.
All right, let's take one call before we take a break. 1-800-520-1067. Star is on the line. Hi, Star.
Hi. I'm usually on the way to a job if I'm on a plane, so I would use it for my email.
Yes, you would. But what about the person next to you who's yelling in his or her phone? I mean, really...
Well, that's when you start to curse profusely, so they hang up.
But okay, Star does bring up a good point. What if they allowed the use of cell phones on planes, but not for voice, but only for texts and only for internet? What about that? I wouldn't have any problem with that.
I wouldn't either. I mean, thank you, Star, for the call. I wish everybody was like Star, would only use it for email. Then it wouldn't be a problem at all. 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your...
We're talking about Virgin Atlantic's news this week that they are soon to be allowing cell phone conversations in flight. We asked you to give us a call at 1-800-520-1067, and I think Amy, Kevin, is the first one who's okay with it, thinks it's not a bad idea at all. Let's find out why.
All right, Amy, hi. Hello,
hey,
Amy.
Hey, Amy.
She can't use a phone, that's why.
That's what it is.
So I work for an international airline, and whenever people are, I guess, most people, whenever they drop you off, they just leave. If you were to call the airline and say, oh, did my mom make the flight? By federal law, we're not allowed to tell you.
Right.
Well, if they were able to at least make a quick call, if you're able to limit it, I can understand that. Because then you could say, oh, you know, hey, by the way, I made the flight. It's okay. But I mean,
okay,
if they start
let me stop you there, Amy. Let me stop you there. Sure. If mom has a cell phone, say, hey, mom, when you get in your seat, text me before you take off and let me know you're on the plane.
Most people won't because they have to shut off their phone at security.
No,
they don't.
Not true. You can use your phone up until they close the door when they're boarding.
Yeah, but there's always the people that, especially the ones that call me, they're like, oh, yeah, my mom's not going to turn on her phone because she knows that she has to turn it up when she gets on the plane. And I get a lot of stupid
You don't even work in an airline, do you?
I
don't trust you, Amy.
I reject you totally.
If you guaranteed it was a quick call... That'd be great.
Yeah, but people are dumb.
Yeah.
I said take the dog out. That's what you're going to hear.
Amy, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Let's try Sheila. She's online, too. She also thinks it's a good idea to allow cell phone conversations in flight.
Hey, Sheila.
Hey there.
Well, you think it's a good idea?
I do think it's a good idea because I have a daughter that's mine. Her name is Amanda, and she's been flying by herself since she's been 7 years old, and I would love to have talked to her in flight.
Right, but she's been fine flying by herself since she was 7 years old, right?
Yeah, she's been fine, but I think it just would have made her feel better, and I know it would have made me feel better.
Yeah.
you don't agree?
No, it's not that. It's that I don't,
help me out here.
It's just that I don't want to be sitting in the seat next to you, Sheila, or to your daughter. You know what I mean? Like, Mom, I'm fine.
Does it seem a tiny bit selfish, Sheila, that it would make you feel better, but there could be 300 other people on the plane who have to listen to your daughter yell over an aircraft noise?
No.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for the call.
I can accept that.
Let's try. Let's go the other way and talk to Rachel. Rachel's on line one, joining us here on the Kevin DeBede Show. Rachel, you are not so much down with talking on a plane as perhaps not talking on a plane on a phone, right?
Right. Yeah. People are idiots, and those last two callers are idiots. You make two people talk too loud on the phone, and people on planes are already annoying. So why would I want to be stuck next to an annoying person on a phone on the plane?
Here's the problem. Here's the problem is that you have roughly what 150 people or however many in a tiny little space, so you don't have your own space on a plane. So you can't, when you talk on a phone, you're invading everybody else's space around you. I don't know. It just seems like it's a terrible idea.
And this is for the same reason you don't go to the Quiznos in the airport and get on board with the giant onion sandwich. I mean, you just have to go, hey, sharing space, sharing air, sharing sound with other people.
Don't get
onion
sandwich.
Like, who is this important that they need to be on the phone constantly?
See, here's
it's just
the thing.
They're used to being able to do it whenever they want.
I will almost guarantee you that important people won't do it. That it's the people who don't have important reasons that will be on the phone the whole time.
Yeah.
People who are just bored, who just want to eat up the time, I think is what's going to happen.
Thank you.
All right, Rachel, we're going to give you the last word on it. Thank you very much for the call. So Virgin Atlantic, they're rolling it out very, very soon. It's just going to start on a few planes. But believe me, as I said last time, if they make money off of this, you can look for this on every plane you ever take for the rest of your life. Please
enjoy.
All
right.
Lisa May, I've got good news for you. Your boyfriend is back in the news.
Who?
How long has it been since we talked to Manny Ramirez?
Manny,
as you know, who was in my mind, he'll always be a Red Sox, but he was—he captured the imagination of the Los Angeles Dodgers when he played for them. And then he went to Tampa Bay, and he had a bunch of problems, and he got old, and he wasn't hitting, and he had bad attitude, and then he failed a drug test. Well, he got signed by the Oakland A's in the offseason, but hasn't been able to play for them because he's serving out a 50-game suspension from failing that drug test last season,
oh,
right?
Oh, wow.
But that 50 games, I mean, I think we're, 35 games into the season or something like that. That 50 games is nearing an end. So he is getting ready to make his Oakland debut. And, of course, they're going to warm him up down in the minor leagues. So he is about to be playing for – who's the team? Who's the team he's going to be playing for?
I think it's the River Cats.
He's going to be a River Cat.
I think so. The AAA Sacramento, I'm not exactly sure.
All right.
Okay. He's going to be playing for the Sacramento River Cats, and then at the end of the month, I guess he's going to be playing for the Oakland A's again. But it's been so long since we talked to Manny Ramirez, we thought it might be a good time to get him on the phone and find out how he is doing. Manny, welcome
all
back
right.
to the Kevin DeBede Show. How are you?
Manny Ramirez, outfielder. I play for Oakland Athletic. I love his home run. I love baseball. Hooray. Manny Ramirez have a horn.
We missed you. We missed you, Manny.
I missed you, too. Hi, pretty lady.
Hi, Manny.
Have you been eating our vegetables?
Yes, I have.
All right. It's better go. Manny Ramirez, mommy always tells him, Manny Ramirez, you eat your vegetable, you eat your fruits, and it make your hair and your skin, everything so pretty. Manny Ramirez. Hey, Kevin.
Yes.
I'm wearing a diaper.
Why would you tell me that?
It's because you and I were friends. Friends forever. Hooray. I love Saved by the Bell.
Okay. All right.
Manny, I have to ask, because it seems to be at one point we spoke with you and you were very happy to be retired, and I think you were fishing. I don't remember what you were doing, but you had pretty much put baseball out of your mind. Why are you trying to make a comeback now at 40 years old this month?
Manny Ramirez, always say, sometime when life make you lemonade, drink it.
Is that the expression?
That's what you always
right.
say.
And Manny Ramirez love play baseball, and they say, Manny Ramirez, do you want to hit home run more time, Manny Ramirez? I say, okay, you come play for our team, Manny. And they say, all right, Manny Ramirez, you are the Thundercat.
River Cat, I think it's the River
meow,
Cat.
Meow, meow, hooray. Hey, Mr. Beam.
Yes, Manny.
Do you have a cat?
I don't have a cat, no.
Oh, that's too bad. I just went poo in my diaper.
Why? We don't.
All right. I'm Voltron.
Do you?
you're
not Voltron, Manny.
I'm Manny. Voltron.
You're not.
Hooray.
Manny, is it depressing to play in the minor leagues for such a small organization? Not many fans show up, that kind of thing?
Hey, Kevin.
Yes.
Frankie says relax.
Frankie goes to Hollywood? Really?
All right. I have a horn. I have a horn. I have a horn. Okay. I have a
horn. Does nothing depress you?
It. What?
Does nothing depress you?
No.
I mean, you're
always look on the brighter side of life. Hooray. Manny Ramirez is so happy.
Right, but Kevin is asking, 20 seasons in the big leagues, now isn't it tough to be on a bus with the Sacramento River Cats? That's not where you want to be, Manny.
Well, sometime Adam Ramirez on the bus, and he say, listen, I hope this the double Dutch bus.
Wow. Hey, who's laughing there? Who's in the room with you
friend,
there, man?
That's my friend Omar. He's a tooth fairy.
He's a tooth fairy.
That's right. Matt Ramirez is too much candy, and his tooth fall out. So Matt Ramirez put his tooth underneath his pillow, and Omar come up, and Omar have drugs and records.
That's
and
true. He does have both of those.
We know a guy just like that. That's
all right. My friend Omar. So great. Woo! Hooray!
All right, Manny. Well, good luck then.
Where's the beef?
Right.
Psycho Body coming up for you next with our friend Psycho Mike Catherwood in minutes here on the Kevin Amin Show. Brad Williams in studio filling in for Ralph Garman on the Showbiz Beat right now. A lot of people enjoying your Showbiz reports today, Brad. But yeah. They're wondering when they can come see you do the comedy. Where are you going to be this weekend?
Well, this weekend, actually tonight, I will be at the Comedy Store on Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood doing the Naughty Show with comedian Sam Tripoli, myself, a couple of porn stars, some pole dancers.
All right.
So that's going to be fun. So Come by the Comedy Store. And then this weekend, I will be at the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club up there in Ventura, California, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So people come see me there. Before I get to showbiz news, got a pair of passes to give away. Actually, three passes. So three pairs of passes. Six passes.
We got it.
I didn't graduate from college.
Three people could win a pair of passes each.
All right, I dropped out to do comedy. I'm not good at math. Anyway, to go see Men in Black 3, everybody.
Yeah!
All right. It's in theaters Friday, May 25th. But if you are one of the first three callers right now, you can see it May 23rd, 2 days before, at the Sony Studios, I believe. Yeah, Men in Black 3. And it's going to be Wednesday, May 23rd. Tommy Lee Jones. Kevin. Kevin? Is there a Kevin in there?
Sure.
Sure. I'm having a kiss to Kevinitis.
How dare you?
All right. So, yeah, call right now. Go see Men in Black 3. Josh Brolin, Will Smith, Tommy Lee Jones. That's who's in it. Going to be good. Go see that. Also, in addition, we got a little more news. The Coachella 2013. Not too early to start thinking about Coachella.
Yes, it is. It's too early to start thinking about Coachella. Look, people still have dirt in their shoes from this year's Coachella.
It is odd. This is really weird for me. This is a surprise.
Yeah.
But tell people what you're talking about.
The tickets, advance passes, go on sale today.
For next year's Coachella.
Who knows what hologram is going to come out next year?
We don't know any of the lineup.
None of the lineup, but you know it's going to be good.
I mean, it doesn't matter because it's such a destination. But
right. And you know it's going to be good. You know there's going to be holograms and craziness and Kevin riding mini bikes.
Sometimes.
And me riding mini bikes that look like regular size bikes. So it's going to be good. So it goes on sale today at 10 a.m. Pacific time. And you can get the tickets, the advance passes at Coachella.com. So go to Coachella.com. And then at 10 a.m. today, you can get your first pass to Coachella. And it's like we said, you don't know the lineup, but you know it's going to be good. So, yeah, pick up those passes.
Yeah, hi, this is David Hasselhoff. Listen, I wanted to figure out how to get tickets if I get down there.
We just told you, 10 a.m. Buy them online.
The Hoff likes to go to Coachella.
Yeah, but where can I get them?
Online.
Where is there...
It's online. That's where you get them.
Can I come to your radio station tonight and pick up something? Or can I just go down there? Because
we don't have them here, but thank you.
Yeah, and where... Okay. Do you think there's rooms at the Marriott available here?
I would bet there are right now.
Right now, yeah.
I would bet there are.
Did he actually call in today?
Yes, he did.
These are all
That's
real.
An actual call?
Those are all real from Hasselhoff. He wanted to come down to the station. He wanted to know if we knew if the hotel was, you know, close enough, if they had availability. It's crazy.
Did he ask if the hotel serves cheeseburgers?
He did not.
Major fan of K-Rock.
All right.
I loved it. I'll introduce the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Don't have a lineup yet. No lineup. Thank you for the call.
You can't write that.
Nope, you can't.
Thank you, David.
How far is the festival from the Marriott in Palm Desert, do you know?
Sounds like he was eating a cheeseburger at the end of that one, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm all right.
How far is it?
I don't know how far it is, but I'm all right.
Love it.
So, yeah, today, 10 a.m., you can get your Coachella passes. Rihanna in the news for her social life. Of course, she's coming out in the movie Battleship this weekend. She says mahalo a lot.
Does she?
And she says boom.
She does say boom.
That's about...
That does happen.
That's about all you can get. But apparently she's chasing another bad boy. This time it's New York Knicks player J.R. Smith, which, one thing about J.R. Smith, you can safely say, not enough neck tattoos.
That's true.
You could always have more neck tattoos.
Almost everyone in the NBA, though.
Yeah, I think more neck tattoos. That's
not a few.
That's the way to go. In Touch Weekly reports the two were spotted at a New York nightclub, and she was sitting on his lap, and they were getting very friendly, canoodling. I don't know about this couple, but I kind of hope it happens.
How come?
Just because J.R. Smith earlier was fined by the NBA $25,000 because he had a one-night stand in his hotel room, and he took a picture and tweeted... the girl's butt. he was sitting watching TV, and the girl's naked butt was on the end of the bed, and he thought, this is something my fans would love to see.
What? They fined him? They should have given him a reward.
That's what I'm saying.
Why did they fine you for that?
I don't know. They said, I think the NBA said, like, he's got to keep up the image for the children, you
what
know, because kids might follow you.
Please, but it's like, the Knicks.
What? Yeah, he plays for the Knicks. He has neck tattoos.
Please.
So your kid comes up with a neck tattoo, that's okay. But if he has a naked woman butt, that's terrible. So
just look at that butt. That is a tight butt.
It was, actually. So hopefully, if this couple is real, then, yeah. He can tweet some Rihanna photos about that. That would be good.
We're getting somewhere.
This is a story that was actually a trending topic on Twitter yesterday. Raven Simone in the news. You may know her. She was a former Cosby Show and Disney Channel star, was in the Cheetah Girls, That's So Raven. National Enquirer is announcing that she's gay. They're outing her.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it was a trending topic on Twitter. I mean, of course, we all know National Enquirer. They're never wrong.
They're
ever.
They are shockingly right.
We found out through the years they're right a shockingly
large amount of time
because they get sued so much. Yeah.
So that's when you get sued. So
and they break a lot of real stories, like the John Edwards paternity story. That was all Enquirer. Yeah,
that was them. True. And then, of course, back in the day, I think they had the Frank Gifford cheating. Was that them?
I think so.
Or was that? I don't know. I think that was National Enquirer.
But isn't it kind of a OL?
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah. It's definitely an OL these days.
I think at this point, who cares? It's not, I mean, Hollywood has proven now that if you're out and gay, it's not like you can't have a career.
Right.
I don't like vaginas.
Well, right, we get it.
Well, actually, Raven apparently only likes vaginas.
That's fine.
Which we have that in common, apparently. So that's awesome. And yeah, not only are they outing her, but they're saying that she's living with a model, Asmarie Livingston. I believe she was on America's Top Model something.
Okay.
All right.
Good for them both.
So, hey, if that's what they're doing, awesome. I wish them the best. And
tweet pictures?
Tweet constantly. Constantly.
So get in my vagina.
So, was that you, Kevin?
That was me. It was a recording of me, and I have no idea where it came from.
Get in my vagina.
I think you were talking to some people on Santa Monica Boulevard.
Could be very useful to have, though.
I think that's what they were doing. Celebrity birthdays today. Actor Bill Paxton, Titanic, Tornado, other Twister. Things.
Twister.
Twister, that's what it was. Flying Cow.
Tornado, whatever.
Yeah, the Tornado movie. And, of course, Big Love, and coming out in a new movie, Hatfields and McCoys on the History Channel. He's 57 years old today. Enya is 51, in case you like boring music. Craig Ferguson, host of The Late Late Show, is 50 today. Academy Award winner Trent Reznor. Nine Inch Nails, 47 years old. Won the Academy Award, I think, for scoring the Facebook movie, right?
That's correct.
That is correct. Jordan Knight, 42. Josh Homme of the Queens of the Stone Age is 39. Actress Nikki Rita Twilight is 24. And, of course, comedian and friend of the Kevin and Bean Show, Bob Saget is 56 years old.
Oh, Bob Saget!
That's right. So wish him a happy birthday on Twitter if you can. Speaking of Twitter, I'm on Twitter at FunnyBrad. I'm Brad Williams. I pitter-patter across the showbiz.
Psycho Mike, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
In studio with us here.
Yeah.
Woo! How are you, Michael?
I cannot complain. How are you guys?
Very good. Mike, of course, is the co-host of the Loveline Show with Dr. Drew, who will be joining us later in the hour as well. That airs five nights a week here on K-Rock. You can also follow his domestic journey, buying American-made stuff at domesticjourney.com. Hey, you're here for the Psycho Body today, and I wanted to start with this email, Mike, and I think this is going to make you feel good. This is from Daniel. Kevin and Bean, I'm writing in today because I am unable to call in when the segment airs, but I hear that Psycho Mike is coming by for the Psycho Body. I want to let him and the callers know that with Mike's simple tips, I have been able to drop 190 pounds.
What?
There it is.
That is awesome.
There it is.
I've gone from 443 to 253, all while recovering from a stroke. Nothing fancy, just by eating right and exercising, I learned I can drop weight. Not by using any gimmicks or fad diets, beer mug, he stresses. I'm still 60 pounds away from my goal, but if I stay focused, I will reach my goal by year's end. I want to thank you, especially, Mike, for your help. You helped change my life for the better. It was hard, but not impossible. Daniel, P.S., your morning show got me through the first bleak months of my recovery, so thanks. Go Kings, go.
Wow. First off, I'm going to clap for myself. Wait. Secondly, Daniel, God bless. Congratulations. Somebody? Third of all, Dick Clark should have gotten in contact with me a little sooner.
He might still be alive and healthy.
That's the takeaway from this conversation.
That's right.
Now, I didn't know if weight loss is something that you were going to cover today or if you had something else in mind for the Psycho Body. From time to time, you do have a theme on it. But we are getting into that time of year where more and more people are wearing fewer and fewer clothes, Mike. And what I'm sure you get asked all the time, hey, what now, right?
Yeah, we should focus on weight loss because it's more than just actual loss of weight. There's so much that goes into weight loss, doing it right as opposed to doing it the wrong way.
Right.
People want to lose weight for different reasons.
Flu. I lost like 20 pounds.
You say it kind of jokingly, but that's a good example. There's plenty of ways you can lose a lot of weight very quickly.
But you don't want it coming out of where it was coming out of.
It's true. I mean, look, I always make the analogy that look at the people on the show Survivor. If you because I always get the email from a girl, always a girl. There's a wedding in 4 weeks.
Uh-huh.
How do I lose 60 pounds before then? And you go, well, first off, you don't. If you want to, you won't look any better. In fact, you probably will look a little bit worse.
Right.
But here's how you do it. Don't eat anything. Because if you
That's
look,
good advice.
If you watch Survivor, they eat 30 calories a day for 6 weeks or however long they're on there.
They have like 3 grains of rice per day.
And every person on there loses 65 pounds. But it's not exactly the way the human system works, and it's not very good to your metabolism. So when it comes to weight loss, there's a bunch of stuff that goes into it and doing it right. And also you need to identify your goals. I mean, I think that's you can't just make these blanket statements. I want to have more muscle by summer. I want to lose weight by summer. There's a lot that goes into the human system. It's much more like a Ferrari than it is a Camry.
Depending on whose human system it is.
In Kevin's case, it's a very rare Murcielago Lamborghini. But we're not at that. Most of us are not at that level.
But guys, I work like out like a crazy man.
Kevin trains like the world's strongest man. It's unbelievable the circuits he's doing. But again, Kevin, we all can't compare ourselves to you.
Right. But I'm used to that.
On a serious note, weight loss, fitness, things like that, the health and fitness world is the only place in the world where people assume they can behave like the elite. No one that is a weekend basketball player says, I need to adopt Kobe Bryant's training routine because that is the level that I'm at. Yet everyone, when it comes to weight loss and working out, says, I need to adopt the ethic and practice of the people who are on the covers of these magazines.
Right.
Okay, because I want to look like them.
Yeah, and it's a totally erroneous idea to base everything on because they are coming from a different level of experience. They are probably a different age, a different gender.
Most of the time, the people that are in the magazines have been doing this their whole lives.
And use lots of drugs.
Yeah, a lot of
drugs.
To
kind of shatter that facade.
And most get airbrushed, too,
Exactly right, Lisa May. Be it men or women, those abs you see on the cover of most of those magazines are not reality. And those people, speaking as someone who knows, and I'm not trying to get anybody in trouble, use a lot of illegal drugs to aid the process of getting to 4-5% body fat and walking around like that. The human body not really designed to be 4-5% body fat.
But it's also not designed to be 400% body fat.
Correct.
So we need to find some kind of happy medium.
I think it'd be great. We're going to take some calls on the Psycho Body here on K-Rock at 1-800-520-1067. And one of the things that I love about having Mike do this feature is that everybody reads the magazines or hears a tip from a friend or something like that. Everybody has heard something that is the shortcut. This is the thing you got to do. This is the way that it's going to make it easier for you. And most of them don't work. So before you go down the wrong path, why don't you give us a call and run by us what you've heard is the answer to help you lose weight quickly.
Now, Mike.
And Mike will tell you.
I'm sorry. Mike used to be a physical trainer.
Yes.
Are you still?
No.
Okay.
Mike
is also a jackass. So all I'm saying is perhaps get a second opinion.
Yeah.
Right? You would agree with that.
I back you on that.
Okay, good.
But right. I just like to point out, I only sent two people to the hospital, Kevin, when I was a registered personal trainer. Okay?
That's not bad.
Now, we have time right now, believe it or not, because Mike didn't flap his gums like he usually does, Kevin. If you want to take a couple calls on the Psycho Buddy, we can do that before the break and then come back with more, if that's okay.
Don't just get fit. Get psycho. Don't just get strong. Get psycho. Don't just get big. Get psycho. It's the Psycho Buddy with your host, Psycho Mike. Are you with me?
Ozzy is.
1-800-520-1067. Let's start with Ozzy because he asks a great question, and you are first up on the Psycho Buddy on K-Rock with Mike Catherwood. Go ahead, Oz.
Hey, Mike. How's it going? Just quick question. I used to be 327 pounds, and now I'm 267. I lost that since last August of last year.
Nice. All right.
Now, I've been stuck at 260, and I want to know what else I could do. I exercise 4 days a week. My diet is very rigorous. I don't eat a lot as I used to, obviously. And I just want to know, how can I get unstuck of the way that I am right now?
So you sort of just evened out, and now you can't lose anymore.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
What type of exercise are you doing? You say you exercise 4 days a week.
Cardio. Mainly cardio.
Okay.
So much as I can sweat out.
Well, for someone who was as big as you were in the beginning, and first off, congratulations on the weight loss. But for someone like you who is that big, brisk cardio was going to work at first, but now you're going to have to change things up because, like everything in the human body, your metabolism adapts. We're a very adaptive creature. So now start adding in some weightlifting and weight training and focus on compound big movements like deadlift, squats, stuff like that. And start off slow. I'm not trying to get you hurt or anything, but that will actually make differences in your metabolism. And then also, even though you've cleaned up your diet, really start to reduce those portions even more. And I know it sucks, but the bottom line is that you have to keep the caloric intake below what your basal metabolic rate is, or else you're not going to lose weight.
Okay.
And don't get frustrated, this goes for you, Ozzy, and everybody out there. The closer you get to your goal, the harder it is to make progress because, you know, your body gets a little leaner and it starts to become a more efficient machine. So don't get frustrated.
Thank you for the call, Ozzy. We appreciate it. It's so interesting to hear you say that, Mike. So what has worked to help him lose the first 60 pounds at some point doesn't work anymore, and you have to do something else. That's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, the only real advantage the extremely overweight have is that when they start any type of exercise or a diet, they can lose a lot of weight quickly because there's
you're
a lot
beer
to
mug?
Go.
Unless you're beer mug. By the way, if Mike had taken beer mug under his wing, he could have lost that 30 pounds in like the first 3 weeks and been spending your money all this time. You know,
yeah,
that,
but
right?
He would have been miserable.
And I'd be pumping him full of meth.
Yeah.
1-800-520-1067. Your calls for the Psycho Buddy next right after this on the World Famous.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and this is the Kevin and Bean Show at 22 minutes after 8 o'clock.
It's just so funny to see Mike Catherwood over there on that side of the room, and then the anti-Mike Catherwood beer mug on the other side of the room. Just trying to see them reconcile how they live their lives.
It's arguing
all
over
right.
Weight.
Mike is here. Dr. Drew joins us in a few minutes, by the way, but we are in the middle of the Psycho Body here on K-Rock. 1-800-520-1067. We're taking your calls. And by the way, before we go to the phones, Mike, every time we do this segment, people email in and they go, what's the deal on skipping meals for reals? Because it kind of makes sense in your head, if I eat fewer meals, I'll lose more weight. But it doesn't work that way, right?
Well, it does and it doesn't. I mean, here's the thing. The whole fitness industry was consumed with the idea of eating more frequently to stoke your metabolism, that you had to eat every couple of hours,
three and a half hours or something, yeah.
And the science doesn't really back that up. I mean, if you take someone who eats six meals a day and it breaks down into 3,000 calories with so many grams of protein, carbs, and whatnot, and someone who eats three meals a day with the exact same macronutrient breakdown, there's zero difference. So if by kind of eating your meals within a certain window and, you know, skipping breakfast, which has been taboo for, you know, the last 10 or 15 years, it's fine as long as you're giving your body the macronutrients that it needs to function properly and to diet properly. So
interesting. All right. Hey, let's hear that big intro one more time for the Psycho Buddy.
Don't just get fit. Get psycho. Don't just get strong. Get psycho. Don't just get big. Get psycho. It's the Psycho Buddy with your host, Psycho Mike. Are you with me?
Let's go to Sierra. She has a common question that we hear from the ladies here on the Psycho Buddy, and she is on line 5, joining us now on K-Rock with Psycho Mike. Hi, Sierra, go ahead.
Hi, just wanted to know, I got a C-section about 2 years ago, and they over-tighted me.
Did you have a baby, or did you just get a C-section?
No,
just for fun.
I had a baby.
Oh, okay, cool.
And they just tied it too tight, and now I have, like, a little chub. And no matter how many sit-ups and how much I do cardio, it doesn't seem to go away.
Yeah.
Self-surgery.
Unfortunately, I would imagine the same type of, like, skin problem you're having is, like, those who are grossly overweight, and then they lose a bunch of weight. And I've heard this from Dr. Drew's mouth as well. I'm not speaking out of school. When it comes to actual excess skin, the only solution is surgery.
Self-surgery, though. I mean, she should do it on herself.
Yeah,
with a
get like a Bowie knife or something. Yeah.
Or have your kid do it. Your kid's two now. He should be able to handle a blade.
And Sierra, it sucks. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but you could lose it. But because that outer layer of skin is not adipose tissue. It's not fat. I mean, it's skin, and you can't train that away. So when it comes to the excess skin after weight loss or a pregnancy or something, the only real solution. Within a certain window. I mean, a small amount of skin can be tightened up. But when it comes to, like, that flab, I think I know you're talking about, that has to be taken care of with surgery.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for the call. Let's go to Drew, line one on the Kevin and Bean Show, Psycho Body. Hi, Drew. What's your question for Mike?
Hey, Mike, I was wondering what you thought of P90X and Insanity, if they were effective.
I definitely do. From what I know about those programs, they're great programs. The only thing I am worried about when it comes to home programs is, are you going to follow them?
No.
You know what I'm saying? P90X and Insanity, both the ones you named, are great if you could really follow it to a T. Do most humans on the planet have enough discipline and self-will to put in that DVD every day and follow it exactly as that trainer's saying and continue to do that for a prolonged period of time? Most people don't. There is some value, I think, to driving to a gym, being around other people, and kind of keeping that promise to yourself. But the programs themselves, I think, are definitely good.
Okay.
Thank you, Drew.
Thanks for the call. Hey, Mike, you watching the New Girl show on Fox? Have you seen Schmidt?
Oh, yeah, that dude's swole.
Is he as swole as you are?
Oh, he's probably way swoller than I am.
He's way swoller. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he's a CrossFit fan. He swears by CrossFit, and that's what Natalie is calling about. She's got a CrossFit question for you.
Hey, Natalie.
Hey, I started doing CrossFit, and I wanted to know how many days on and how many days off I should be doing it to make it most effective.
I'll have a listen. 14 days on, one off.
Yeah.
You, Mike.
No matter your level of fitness or health, recovery is one of the most important factors into making any goal. No matter if you're a professional athlete or if you're just starting out in CrossFit, recovery is crucial. Really, the answer to your question is it depends. If you're me, 5-6 days a week really isn't that out of this world, you know, as long as I'm eating well and taking
care. Because you've been doing it.
And exactly. I've reached a certain level of power endurance and capacity and things like that. Now, Natalie, if you're just getting started, I would say no more than 3 days a week if you're really just getting new. And don't assume that more is better because, like I said, you can definitely overtrain very easily when you're dealing with something as demanding as CrossFit and you're just getting started. So don't overlook how important recovery is.
Okay.
Thank you,
Natalie. Thank you.
All right. I believe in doing something once and then taking a year off to recover from it, just to bounce back to make sure I'm not overdoing it.
But we can't hold ourselves to your standards.
Of course, obviously. What does that do to you, Mike, when you see a guy like Schmidt on TV and he's more swole than you? Doesn't that just ruin your whole day?
I'm insecure in many facets of the world, practically all. Except for that, I'm not one of those guys that like gets angry when people achieve high levels of fitness. In fact, I'm like... appreciative of them. Yeah. I usually am like, good for you, dude.
I would not have expected that kind of maturity from you. All right. We have time for
don't worry about it. When it comes to like success in my professional field, I make up for it by being incredibly
jealous. We have time for one more call, Kevin. Which one do you like to close us out here?
What can he eat to stay lean? Always hungry. Soy product shakes. I'd say maybe Albert.
Yeah, I think so.
Let's do Albert on line three. The final question for the Psycho Body on K-Rock. Go ahead. You're on with Mike.
Hey, guys. My question is, now that I've been doing more cardio with my weight training, I'm obviously always more hungry. I'm wondering what should I be eating throughout the day to stay lean and still satisfy my hunger?
So you want to stay lean, but you're always starving?
Yes.
Does he need to keep doing lots of cardio if he's already lean?
Yeah, here's the thing. Lisa, you bring up a good point. People's fascination, and I'm not trying to in any way say you shouldn't do cardiovascular activity, but when you analyze why you're doing it, if your only goal, Albert, is to look better and get leaner, maybe scale it back a little bit because a lot of times what that does is just make you starving. If you're going to really look to only have a six-pack by summer, maintain a good regimen of lifting compound exercises, things like the deadlift and the squat and the bench, for things like that, and just watch your diet, because if you can regulate your hunger to the point that it, you know, you play that game a little bit more, then so be it. But if you're training for a fight, if you're training for a marathon, these are the people that have to do lots and lots of cardio. I think there is a common misconception that if body fat loss and physique alteration is your goal, that you got to rely heavily on cardiovascular activity. And the bottom line is it's simply not true. It does prepare your body to deal with higher tolerance of endurance work, which is great if you're preparing for an activity.
For people who are trying to stay lean, what are good foods? A couple of good foods that they could eat.
Is it about like snacks, just so you're not hungry all the time? Yeah. You mean?
No one in the history of the world since we were cavemen has ever said these words. I've gotten really fat from eating too many vegetables.
Vegetables.
It's never been said ever in the history of the world. I don't care where you live. And so that, because the you know, vegetables and fruits, nuts, seeds, and lean protein are designed for the humans to eat, just like
can he eat as much as he wants of those within reason?
No.
Within reason,
of course.
But he's never going to overdo vegetables.
That's the thing. Is like, look, get your protein in, get a good sized portion. Again, you have fruits here when you want something sweet. But when you're still starving, you could eat cauliflower till the goddamn cows come home, and I guarantee you, you're not going to gain any weight. No one has ever eaten too many vegetables. It just doesn't happen. Yeah. So when I say if you're confused, you don't know what to do, you're hungry, always turn to green, leafy, cruciferous vegetables, stuff like that.
Or a pint of ice cream. Yes. All right. Thank you for the call.
All right. Thank you, Psycho Mike. By the way, stick around. We're talking to your lover, Dr. Drew, from Loveline, coming up next. And then in about 30 minutes here on the Kevin and Bean Show, It's Mike versus Brad Williams, push-ups, the revenge. Very controversial the way the last match ended with you two going at it
Mike
at Weenie
cheated.
Roast.
I got to tell you,
I think the judges made an error in awarding you the victory.
Mike cheated.
I want to see what happens. You're going to be able to watch that on KROQ.com. We're going to be streaming that live around the world, the push-up challenge, after 9 o'clock this morning. It's all coming up ahead on the Kevin and Bean Show. Mike Catherwood in studio with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show right now, and his late night lover, Dr. Drew Pinsky, on the phone. They together co-host Loveline 5 nights a week. Hey, Doc, how are you?
Good morning.
I hear that you are loaded for bear for your guest tonight. You can't wait to get in a fight with the man who had a baby, right?
Oh, I can't wait. Well, Catherwood's there, isn't he?
Yeah.
Well, he's the one looking forward to it most because, you know, he's always dreamt of doing this.
This is the guy who says that he's pregnant, or did he already have a baby?
Well, he's not exactly a guy.
I know. Let me finish the story, though. It said pregnant, but then not really a guy. So
yeah, that's the part that I found rather distressing. So I always need a black bar when I have to figure out these transgender issues. It bends my mind a little bit, but we are very interested in speaking to him.
Right. So what's the deal? It's a woman who is undergoing sexual reassignment surgery to become a man? Because, I mean, the guy looked pretty hairy, very much looked like a guy from the outside with clothes on.
That's right. And my understanding is that there are certain sort of legal definitions as you go through the gender transformation process.
Right.
Where you hit certain thresholds, you are legally a male, and so he was legally a male, and he was having a baby.
Well, it's not that impressive to have a baby if you were born with a uterus and a vagina. I'm sorry.
It's not quite as impressive. You're right.
I mean, babies come out of a butt, right?
Mind you, but not quite.
Right.
All right. Dr. Drew, we didn't get a chance to talk to you about this last week, but a lot of America is still buzzing over the attachment parenting. I think we mentioned it briefly with you on the phone. This is the Time Magazine cover story about the breastfeeding. I was curious what your thoughts are on the moms who breastfeed their kids into 4, 5, 6 years old.
Well, before we get into that, let's
see. 7, 8, 9 years old.
Then it's weird.
Yeah.
But we agree, Kevin? Is that we actually agree on something?
Yeah.
Stop. Let's take a note here. Mike, write this date down.
Yes, sir.
But let's be fair here. The ultimate reason for this conversation is that Time Magazine had the infinite wisdom to put that provocative picture on their cover to sell magazines.
She was pretty hot.
It was a Playboy cover circa 1972.
She was pretty hot.
She was hot, and the kid looked like he was caught.
Well, that's the weird part.
Right.
I mean, looking at that poor kid's face was like, oh, my God, this is like it's uncomfortable to look at this. But everyone looked anyway. Sold lots of magazines. So the next Time Magazine cover is Obama, the first gay president. Fantastic, guys. You guys are moving along with your journalistic
integrity. Well, that's Newsweek. Newsweek has that one. But let me ask you this, Dr. Drew. Is the kid old enough to be aware that he's doing something that's a little out of the norm compared to other kids his age? And is that at some point going to come back and cause issues for him?
Right. You're asking a question that there probably is not yet a good answer to, except to say, yes, the kid is old enough to be aware, but it is so normative and been such a part of his life, he or she probably doesn't think that much of it. Whether or not it has long-term problematic impact, most of the research isn't available yet, really. The people that are advocating on behalf of it have some research that say it's a good thing, it's a good thing. Listen, for those of you that belong to La Leche, again, I'm in favor of breastfeeding. Please do not attack me. I think it's a great thing. And most experts agree it should go till about the age of two, if you can. But it's tough to breastfeed.
Or into your teens.
Or in Kevin's case, into your teens. Now we diverge on that one again.
There is
we
go, the Kevin. Kid aware of how great the breast is?
No.
No?
I don't. I'm sure he likes it, but I'm not sure he's aware. It's quite the same deep appreciation.
A pretty good one. Is all I'm saying. Maybe he doesn't realize that.
I'm just saying when he's playing football in high school and that magazine cover comes up, it's not going to be a cool experience for him. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Let me ask you this. Now we're all, no pun intended, but America is titillated because of that cover. But the attachment parenting is a bigger issue. What about the parents who let their babies and then they grow into infants and then toddlers sleep with them every night of their lives and never let them sleep on their own? A lot of parents are doing that now too.
Yeah, and then they roll over on them and suffocate them anyway, but no, that's another controversial issue, Bean, and people really still haven't solved that thoroughly. Let me just say this: here's the part of the conversation I don't like, is that attachment is a critical and extremely important part of the human experience, and we have poor attachments in our family, and we don't do a good job of attaching to our kids. And attachment is a complex psychological, biological interaction between two bodies, the child and the parent, or you know, each of the parents and the child. And the fact is, things like lying in the same bed or breastfeeding for an extended period of time
into your 20s
don't have that much to do with the complex, multifaceted experience of attachment. It might, and so maybe it might enhance attachment, so I'm not certainly don't want to denigrate these things. But by the same token, part of attachment is to be able to come very, very close to somebody and then pull back, to have boundaries. And I don't think these parents that are advocating these kinds of ridiculously fused kinds of experiences well into childhood are really maintaining appropriate boundaries.
I'm just saying. You're going to have to go to the King of Mexico's Twitter account, K-Rock KOM. He retweeted a picture where he photoshopped my head onto the body of that little kid.
King of Mexico was barely awake this morning. What's going on with that?
I mean, oh, that's always.
His male lover's in there. Catherine's in there.
He's the King of Mexico.
Exactly. You're right.
Yeah.
Before we say goodbye to the doctor, Mike, you've been working shoulder to shoulder with Dr. Drew for a couple of years now.
And what a pair of shoulders they are.
Is he ever stumped? Because we've never been able to stump him. No matter what the topic, he's always got articulate insight into the issue. Does he ever just look at you and go, I got nothing?
Before you answer that, I got to say something honest.
Yeah.
Part of the reason is you guys ask great questions. Bean and Kevin asked great
really
questions.
We've never been told that in our lives.
Mike, back me up on this. These guys do great interviews.
Really?
It's true, yes.
What?
And yes. Until you get the ability to be exposed to people who don't, you don't realize how good you guys are.
That's right.
I hate to kiss your ass in front of you, but...
But Love Line, just by virtue of the fact that you're taking phone calls from crackpots from all over the world every night, don't you sometimes get just stumped, Dr. Drew, where somebody calls in, you've never heard of that?
First of all, how dare you insult our listeners? How dare you?
I heard the show.
We've heard the calls.
I've been stumped, Mike. Come on. I mean, we have two of us in there. Simone's in there with me, too. If one of us doesn't answer, usually one of us does. But even so, last night, Mike, we both sat there going, what do we do with this guy? Because these things require lengthy sorts of intervention and evaluations, and people, of course, want an answer in 30 seconds.
Have you ever just out-and-out guessed? Just like in your head, you're thinking, I have no idea, but I'm going to take a stab at this.
I would say it out loud if that were the case. I'd say. So
right. He's an honorable man. Loveline airs Sunday through Thursday nights, 10 to midnight on K-Rock, and don't miss Dr. Drew on the HLN show weeknights as well.
Dr. Drew just said, for those of you tuning in, that breastfeeding into your 30s is fine.
That's what I heard him say, too.
Seven.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, doctor. Coming up after the top of the hour, go to krock.com and watch the push-up challenge between Mike Catherwood and Brad Williams.
Well, again, let me tell you something, Mike Catherwood, brother. Where are you out there? And I've been saying my prayers, and I've been eating my vitamins, and I've been dwarfing up. And what you gonna do? What you gonna do when these 4 foot four pythons run wild on you?
Hey, Brad.
Yeah.
How long are your arms?
Not long.
1 foot. The reason I ask is because really, if you're doing push-ups,
yeah. Not so tiny that when I'm standing straight up, I cannot masturbate.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Listen, wow, I never really thought
this
about
this
that.
This is the most BS competition.
I get scoliosis when I do that.
This is the most BS competition for a couple of reasons. One, Kevin, you hit it right on the mechanical advantage of a guy with 1 foot arms. By the way, he can't straighten them either, so they're half in a push up position as is. And the distance between his shoulder to elbow
is
like
nothing.
An inch and a half.
I have no bicep.
And you weigh 115 pounds.
All I hear from you is the dwarf is gonna beat me in something.
No, I understand.
I'm a bodybuilder. I can't let a comedian beat me.
I have no problems with you beating me and stuff. But I'm saying if we're going to play into your strengths, we have to do a competition that plays to my strengths.
I already said I can't masturbate standing up.
Like basketball.
No. How about we do the I choke you competition? All right. Let's switch you off.
We have to do Showbiz Beat now, and then we're going to come back and we're going to settle this once and for all, because there was a controversial finish the last time these two tried to go one-on-one with push-ups. But they both were able to do over 100 push-ups in a row quickly, which I was amazed at from both guys. So we'll settle it on the way here on the Kevin Amin Show. First, Brad is here with the Showbiz Beat in for Ralph Garvin.
Yes, I'm here about to do push-up competition. But before we do that and have fun, I unfortunately have to be the bearer of bad news. What? And I have to break... breaking news to our listeners, the queen of disco, Donna Summer, has passed away. Yeah.
She was 63
years old.
It's okay, Mike. You don't have to leave.
he's got to go cry privately.
He's too sad.
Yeah. That's shocking. Sorry. Was she sick or do we know anything?
She was battling cancer.
I had no idea.
I think I was trying to look up information. I think she had breast cancer, apparently beat it. But then I don't know if this was breast cancer. I don't know if it was another type of cancer. Obviously, more details are ongoing. The story literally broke about 5 minutes before I walked
in
here.
Very sad. I know, Kevin. You use up people, and once they're over 50, you don't care about them anymore. But I'm really sad to see her go because she was one of the greats
in disco.
Yeah. So disco was huge.
Just hot stuff.
That's all. Hey, I'm
Bad Girls.
All right, take it easy.
Last Dance.
All right. Yeah.
She was the good disco.
Right.
Before disco got bad.
Okay.
And, you know, and she is leaving behind quite a fortune, so apparently she did work hard for the money.
There you go.
Okay. Really?
Too soon. Come on.
That was a compliment.
You don't think 5 minutes is too soon?
That was a compliment. She worked hard for
See,
money.
That's a song she did.
That's a song?
Yeah.
Professional comedian.
Yeah.
Not so much, but our thoughts go out to the Summer family.
Yeah, we can tell.
Anyway. Moving on to more confusing news. Justin Bieber, in an interview with GQ magazine, is defending Kim Kardashian, which is just what we all want in this country, is them to band together and form some sort of Voltron super person that we don't like.
Super ugly person.
Exactly. When asked about Kim Kardashian by GQ, Justin replied, "You guys are so mean, bro." Yeah, he's quoted in GQ as saying bro.
I gotta tell you, he says bro every fourth word.
"You guys are so mean, bro. People say she doesn't do anything. She actually does do stuff.
She works hard.
When you're trying to defend someone arguing that she does something, why don't you say that she does something? Mention something that she does rather than say she does stuff.
She does stuff.
Apparently stuff is the name of Kanye West's junk. She does that frequently now. Jeez. I just don't get that. I don't get that. And
by the way, haven't you've hung out with Justin Bieber? Didn't you lap dance him or had him in your lap or something like that?
He came to see a show at the Laugh Factory. I was performing.
Did he call you bro?
He did.
Yeah. Hard to believe.
I was his bro. I was his little bro.
Yeah.
Even for 18, he does not seem like the brightest or most articulate guy going.
Well, he saw me perform and he immediately said, "You got to come up here and sit on my lap, bro." And I did.
He's the king of douchebaggery.
There's a cake. I'm not arguing against you.
All right.
In sporting news, the fight of the century is on. It was going back and forth. The Los Angeles Kings
and the Phoenix Coyotes, game three tonight.
That's number two.
Oh, that's number two.
Close. Sorry. But the fight everyone's been talking about is finally going to happen. Manny Pacquiao against Floyd Money Mayweather.
Yeah! Bang, bang, bang. Bang, bang, bang. Try and stop it. Bang. Here I come. Bang!
Do you want to throw sometime? Bang! 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 Bang!
The fight is over the issue of gay marriage.
What?
They're not fighting.
Not in the ring?
Not in the ring. They're fighting over the issue of gay marriage.
But what about...
Bang, bang, bang. Bang, bang.
What about
bang,
that? Well,
bang.
In a gay marriage, I'm sure there is a lot of bang, 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 bang going on. I would hope.
So they're arguing over gay marriage.
Yeah.
And they'll settle it one way or the other?
They'll settle it with their tweets.
That's who we're looking to so for answers.
For advice. Okay.
Boxers, yeah.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
So Manny Pacquiao came out against gay marriage, against the stance of gay marriage.
Not a surprise.
Yeah, you know, he is a Christian from the Philippines.
Yeah.
And said, no, not good. And Floyd is saying, yes, good. I live in America, and we should have gays marry in America. USA. USA. So personally, this is the only time I've ever sided with Floyd Mayweather and anything.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so at least we have that disagreement. Maybe that could actually lead to them having a fight. Maybe all the gays can sit on one side of the arena in Money Mayweather's corner.
That'd be awesome.
And then have all the Manny Pacquiao fans on the other side. That'd be awesome!
And a brawl at the end.
I would love that! A lot of slapping going on. A lot of slapping. But, you know, good for them. Getting to celebrity birthdays. Actor Bill Paxton is 57 years old today. I got a lot of heat from failing to mention one of his movies, and now that I think about it, I forgot what the Twitter was that I forgot the movie again.
Nicely done.
Yeah, I'm professional, baby. Mm-hmm. Anya is 51. Actor Craig Ferguson is 50. Trent Reznor from Nine Inch Nails is 47 years old today. Jordan Knight from New Kids on the Block is 42. Still looks like he's 10. Atlanta Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan is 27. Singer Josh Homme from Queens of the Stone Age is 39. And Homme.
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 Maybe after the last report.
He's asked every report, Mike.
Yes.
Every report.
Hey,
how's that going?
Josh Homme?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm good at push-ups, not
right.
Reading names, apparently.
All right.
But the one name I know, and the guy I know, great guy, great comedian, Bob Saget, 56 years old today.
Bob Saget!
You heard me. Bob Saget. He's 56. So wish him a happy birthday for all of us. I'm Brad Williams. I pitter-patter across the show. Biz Beat.
Hey!
Hey!
This is the most ghetto setup I've ever seen to get on the air with.
don't say that, dude. Because
video,
Al Sharpton will be outside protesting for the use. All right, it's the Kevin and Bean Show here on KROQ. I am very excited about this. In one corner, ladies and gentlemen, our old friend Psycho Mike Catherwood is here on the Kevin and Bean Show, and over there, Brad Williams, funny Brad, is joining
That's
us
right.
here in the studio too.
Go watch us live at KROQ.com.
And the website is live. You can watch what's about to happen at KROQ.com right there on the front page of the website. How did it happen that you guys did a push-up off at Weenie Roast last year?
Yeah, how'd that start?
I'll tell you exactly how it happened. Mm-hmm. And Brad will lie and say otherwise.
Okay.
I'm standing there minding my own business, I believe talking with Dr. Drew.
Right.
And Brad, who I like very much. Brad is a great human being. But out of nowhere, peels his shirt off.
He's a great mini-human being, by the way.
Peels his shirt off and starts screaming at me that he could kick my ass in a push-up contest.
Yeah!
And I go, all right.
That's is that how it worked? Happened so far?
And he's like, that's you don't understand. And then I look around, and there's people videotaping this.
Sure.
Like, and I'm like, I don't know about a push-up contest or anything.
Ambush journalism.
And then he gets down on his chest and starts doing push-ups. And to Brad's credit, he's incredibly good shape.
Right.
And starts doing one-handed push-ups and, like, clapping push-ups. And so then people are counting. And I'm like, I didn't really sign up for this. Then Brad gets up to like 100 and something push-ups, and he's like, all right, go, your turn.
You didn't expect the pain.
And then there's a bunch of fat chunties around me that I don't even know. They're like, you got to do it now, go. You're stupid. You're so weak. You can't do nothing. And I'm like, what world am I in? First off, I don't want to get down on black asphalt. Okay? I didn't happen to wear
black
a
asphalt name
t-shirt.
Of a very good stripper.
Thank you. Black, she does do good work. I didn't dress like Kevin and Brad and wear my Volcom t-shirt because I'm a grown adult. And I don't necessarily want to get black asphalt chips all over me. So then they're screaming, just go ahead, take your shirt off. Then I'm like, okay, really? Now it's almost murder time for the Mikester. So what do I do? I suck it up, and I dig deep. I find some grit inside me.
Right.
And I say, all right, here's the rules. Just like a CrossFit competition, you can rest with your hands extended.
You never said you could rest.
Sure did.
He didn't
you
know the rules.
We have video proof.
No, sir.
You have no video proof.
No, sir.
You know why?
We have
video proof.
Shh.
You
no,
know why
sir.
You don't have any of this?
No, sir.
Quiet. You know why you don't have any video proof? Because you guys only put up the video part where him and I doing the
You're
actual
push-ups.
You're
a liar, sir.
No, no, no. Chip was there.
I was there.
You are a liar, sir.
Yes.
So, okay.
I never knew the rules. You just stopped after I was already done.
Did my knees ever touch?
That was in the rules?
No. I'm saying, did
you stopped doing push-ups.
No.
You rested.
You stopped doing push-ups when you when you don't do any push-ups.
Here's the rule.
If I rest in push-up position, how is that?
No rest in push-up position. That's the rule for today. For today. No rest.
Okay.
Going down.
He's not
going
to rest.
Do you understand why it's going to be difficult to clarify? Then how long do I have between reps? What is considered rest?
You just up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down.
Keep
Let's
moving.
Go.
Keep moving,
yeah.
dude. Keep moving.
All right.
Don't try and cheat.
I think that's right. I think the point is you're always in motion. And then we just see we're going to have you guys, as opposed to how you did it last time, which is Brad did his 100+, and then you topped him. I think we'll have you guys doing the competition at the same time, and it'll just be... You know, who lasts the longest? Who goes furthest?
There you go.
Lightning's in the studio. Hey, this looks good on online. Good work.
Now,
they're shooting it through a window with a bunch of lights that are
reflecting. I don't think I'm going to win. B, I don't want to do this.
It's push-up time.
No, no, no. I don't want to do this. And these are the
caveats. You want to get humiliated. That's why you want to do this.
I don't think that I plan on winning. I don't want to do this. And if I'm going to engage in this again... against my own will. Then we have to do Mike's contest, where I just assault Brad and decide he's going to be in a contest with me.
Okay.
Okay? Right. And first one is going to be
time.
Slam dunk contest.
I'm down if we can use a little Tyke's hoop.
Next is full rules MMA.
You sound a little babyish right now.
I want. Yeah. How about that for a video?
You're a little baby.
I'm just saying. How's that for a video?
I would love that.
Brad
now,
versus
we're not
me.
Gonna... We're not going to have time to do the push-ups now anyway. We're going to have to take a break and come back and do them. So that's clear. But let me ask you this, Michael. Why don't you think this is a fair competition? Because I know you said that Brad's arms are smaller, therefore he has an advantage. He doesn't have that far to go. But relative to his body size, isn't it about the same as it is for you?
No.
No, it's like an inch bean.
I'm not exaggerating. The distance between his shoulder and his elbow is an inch and a half.
Yeah, that means less bicep.
That's like, but imagine.
Less muscle.
Imagine an oil rig where one oil rig travel, you know, with a oil pump, where one travels 15 feet in the air and back down and up and down, and one just goes
2 inches.
Yeah, 2 inches away. Clearly, there's, you know, going to be a lot less
but
energy.
But clearly, the 15 foot has more power to do such a thing.
I'm hearing
the
a
one
lot
has
of whining. That's all I know.
I am too. All right, and let me ask you another thing.
And I'm not
no,
hearing any whining from Brad.
And I'm no doctor. I'm no doctor, Mike, but the fact that he has the body of an 8-year-old, isn't his little heart going to explode if he tries to do too much?
Yeah.
No, Brad's actually in really good shape.
He is in good shape, aren't you?
I'm putting my life on the line right here. You don't even know.
All right.
I am risking life and limb to beat you.
Before
right. I'm like a superhero.
Before we break and come back with push-ups, how many do you guys think you can do? Because I was blown away that you got to over 100 each in the last time this happened.
Cody, you know that's on the air, right? You know people are watching that. For God's sakes, hold it still. What is he
it
drunk?
Is
he's over there
trying to make there is better cinematography.
It is Blair Witch K-Rock in there
he's
all of a sudden.
He's trying to do like a Matrix like circle shot.
There is
like,
better cinematography in Two Girls, One Cup.
That's correct.
That's actually
how many,
true.
How many push-ups have you ever done at one time, Mike?
In like an actual competition where people were monitoring, I got like in the 90s. But that was the absolute most I could do under like the rules that we stated.
Brad,
in the
how many have you
one.
Done at one time?
Well, I did. I think 109 was my record. But all now right. that I know that you can do 112, I'm going to top that.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I
do 115.
But again, like it's
again, I suck.
No,
again,
right. Go to krock.com. Right on the front page, there you can see this competition: Psycho Mike versus Brad Williams. Who
Whoa!
Will do the most push-ups? Is there is anybody winning anything, or is it just for pride? Is that what we're playing?
Well,
here?
Last time you won, you kissed me open mouth, so we cannot have that happen again. That would be great.
And it can't really be for pride because even if he does more than me, I'm going to stand up and be 2 feet taller than him. So. I will always have more pride.
4 feet, actually.
I'm going to punch straight ahead, right. See what I hit.
We need to take a break.
All right, it's on, ladies and gentlemen. Psycho Mike on the webcam right now. I am watching him. And there's Brad as well. They are pumped up. These guys are ready to go. These are two athletes that will be not denied. One of them is going to be the push-up champion of the room.
You can watch this at krock.com. Psycho Mike now flexing.
I don't know what Brad's doing. It's some kind of a midget move. I don't know.
Dave, the King of Mexico is going to be counting. Dave, who are you going to count?
I got Mike.
Chip?
I got Brad.
Brad. Okay. All right. Because Chip's small, too.
That makes sense, because Chip and Brad are almost the same height anyway.
Right.
All right. So let's, excuse me, let's just put him on the ground. Oh, Brad's taking
Brad's
his shirt
ripped.
Off. I know Mike's taking his he's not
shirt
do that.
Off. Yeah, all right.
Let's put him on the ground, and then when we say go, they go, and then we'll just see how far each man goes. Who is going to give up first?
All right, I'm going to say 3, 2, 1, go. You guys, can you hear me? Mike, Brad, yes? Okay. 3, 2, 1, go. All right, they're both doing push.
10.
Brad's doing
10.
10 times as fast.
Because he doesn't have as far to go.
20.
Again, you can watch the action at KROQ.com. Look, I don't care 30. Who wins. Both of these guys blow me away with their athleticism to be able to do this many push-ups this fast.
40.
30.
Brad's doing twice as fast because he doesn't have as far to go. That's awesome.
50.
How many can you do, Lisa?
30. Lisa's over at the window watching.
Oh, she can't hear. Okay.
60.
This is amazing. I mean, think about it. We've been doing this thing for 30 seconds. They've done 60 push-ups already.
50. 70.
Wow, Brad's up to 70 already. This is incredible.
Yeah, he's cheating. This is all cheating, though.
80.
60.
Brad's going to be able to walk around and get a drink while Mike
90.
Finishes.
I don't know. Brad looks like he's starting to get a little bit tired.
He does, yeah. He's starting to hurt. You can see his... Oh,
yeah, Mike quit!
Mike is out!
Mike quit! Mike quit!
He quit!
Mike was out at 67.
How many...
Whoa! Brad got to 100.
100 to 67.
Unbelievable!
Wow!
Look at that!
Come on!
That was very impressive.
The little man pulls it off.
But like Mike pointed out, in the game of life, Mike still wins hard. Thank you for playing, guys. I don't know. Mike still says you cheated, Brad. How do you respond?
All I'm saying is I'm a winner. That's what I am.
Yes.
All I do is win, no matter what. I did it. And he's just ashamed that he lost to a little person in something physical. And I'm so proud. I'm doing the Showbiz Beat topless right now.
That's
right.
Woo!
Showing off the guns.
Hope that trend catches on, Lisa. All right. For his final time
shooters.
In for Ralph Garman, here's Brad Williams. And we should mention briefly, if people want to get more of you, they can on stage tonight on all weekend long. Where are you going to be?
I will be at the Comedy Store on Sunset tonight for the Naughty Show. Yes, it's 9 p.m., I believe the show is, at the Comedy Store. It's me, it's comedian Sam Tripoli, it's a bunch of porn stars. It's going to be fun. Then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I will be at the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club of Ventura, California. And yeah, come on out for those shows as well. But here's the thing, I am a winner. That's the thing.
Okay.
And because I'm a winner, I want you all to know what it's like to be a winner as well.
Okay.
So I'm going to be giving away 2 pairs of passes to Men in Black 3 Advanced Screening on May 23rd.
Yeah! Right.
That's right. A special Advanced K-Rock screening of Men in Black 3, the 3rd installment, Will Smith, Tommy Lee Jones, Josh Brolin, at the Pacific Culver, Wednesday, May 23rd. That's right. The first... 2 callers will get a pair of tickets right now, 1-800-520-1067. And if you don't get the tickets, it's okay. You can still see Men in Black 3 at theaters around the world May 25th. So do that. And then in more news, Coachella, not too early to start thinking about Coachella. The advanced ticket sale.
Coachella just ended.
Coachella did just end.
It just wrapped up.
Literally my push-up contest and Coachella about the same time.
Right.
But tickets are already going on sale. The advanced ticket sale is going on in 20 minutes. That's right. Oh, I'm sorry. 10 p.m. 10 a.m.?
I think it's 10 a.m.
10 a.m., yes.
It is. 20 minutes, you're right.
In 20 minutes from now, 10 a.m. Pacific time, you can get your advanced ticket sales for Coachella, Coachella.com. Now, we don't know the lineup. We don't know who's going to be there. But as is with Coachella every year, it's always a stellar lineup, amazing bands, wonderful surprises this year with the Tupac hologram. So be a part of that. Go to Coachella.com and get your advanced ticket sales in 20 minutes.
Yeah, hi, this is David Hasselhoff. Listen, I wanted to figure out how to get tickets I get down
just
there.
Just told you, don't come down.
I told you.
Coachella.com. Com is really all you need to do.
How far is the festival from the Marriott Palm Desert? You know,
it's like a block.
It's a block. Take a shuttle. And that's all you got to do.
And when does the stuff really get going? In the afternoon?
It's usually about noon.
About noon, but the drinking festivities start about tomorrow.
This is MS.
It is a mess, David.
10 a.m. That's all you need to know. 10 a.m. Coachella.
10 a.m. Coachella.com. Let's get to some celebrity news. You might think that Coachella tickets might be a great gift. A great gift to give someone. Father's Day coming up. If someone's got a birthday coming up. And you would probably be an amazing person if you got someone Coachella tickets, right? Wouldn't that be an amazing gift?
That would be amazing.
That would be great.
Yeah. You know what? That doesn't cut it if you're married to Brad Pitt. Not at all. Because Angelina Jolie bought Brad Pitt, her fiancé, a $1.5 million helicopter.
Helicopter?
It's a helicopter! Is he bored with how he already gets around and Ferraris and Bentleys and motorcycles?
And he's got a motorcycle,
and,
yeah.
And all that. And he's like, you know what? Not enough machismo in those machines.
Wow.
I need a helicopter.
Honey, come outside. I have something to show you.
Really?
A helicopter?
How do you wrap a helicopter?
Where do you
that guy? What would you need him for?
That's a good point.
I don't know.
I don't think you do wrap it. And I don't know how you hide it.
And where do you take it for maintenance? Does Costco have a helicopter department?
I don't know.
I don't think
and
they
can
do.
Can he fly one?
You could take a class, but not only, as if the helicopter wasn't enough, the helmet that came with it was jewel encrusted.
What? No, you're making this
I'm
up.
I'm not making this up. I'm reporting what I'm reading. Jewel encrusted helmet and platinum aviator sunglasses.
I don't buy it. It doesn't sound like them.
It doesn't sound like her at all. I mean, she's so
and
not about living
green.
Crazy, extravagant. Right. Yeah, that doesn't make
sense.
It's
possible she's trying to kill him. She wants him to take it up for a spin.
Maybe.
Boom.
Just take that out. Now. But, I mean, I brought this up before. The average minivan doesn't help when you have 10,000 children
That's true.
So you kind of need a helicopter. Although you think with some of their kids being, I think two of the kids, or at least one of the kids is from Vietnam, the helicopter flying over might have some internal flashbacks.
They're pretty young.
You know, for 2-year-olds, I don't think that's an issue.
I don't know. Maybe it's ingrained. You know, they hear the helicopter and like, oh, Charlie, we got to go kick that butt.
I don't think that's the case at all. No.
But yeah, got a helicopter. So I guess the rest of us just aren't doing that well.
All right. And I'd also like to add that if I'm a mom at home with 6 or 8 kids, however many they have, I don't give my husband an easy way to flee the property in a hurry.
That is true. That helicopter can make for quite a quick exit. Speaking of things that cost a lot of money, Jennifer Lopez says that she may not be coming back to American Idol next year. She told Ellen.
She is only making $12 million.
That's it. I mean, what can you buy? What can you buy with $12 million? That's only like 6 helicopters.
Isn't it funny that to her that's she's not sure it's worth it?
Right.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
For $12 million and the rest of us are going,
are you kidding me?
I do it for a lot of
I would hope that if she doesn't come back that she ends up going to the unemployment line and just arguing with the people like, I got fired from a factory, I lost everything, my pension. I only got a job that was offering me $12 million. Hmm. I know the struggle. Fight the power. Crazy. But many are thinking that she's just saying this as a negotiating ploy so she could actually get more money.
Yeah.
So people
She probably could.
Which, yeah, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
And unfortunate news in the world of show business. I'm sorry to have to announce this, but the queen of disco, Donna Summer, has passed away today. After a battle with what we found out to be lung cancer. It was lung cancer. I did not know she had lung cancer.
That's a great sound effect for death being
right.
Sorry
to see her lose.
sensitive sound effect.
I mean, you could have played other Pac-Man sound effects during the push-up contest. That would work.
She was saving it.
Yeah, you know. But yes, she passed away. She was 63 years old. Her hits include Last Dance, Hot Stuff, Bad Girl. She works hard for the money. And one thing about Donna Summer is many people in the disco era just had that one hit, said that one catchy song.
Right.
Donna was one of the rare ones that actually was able to sustain a career, had it keep going for a while. So, yeah, the world is very sad that we no longer have Donna Summer.
And they still play her records, too. I mean, you still hear I Feel Love and Love to Love You Baby and songs like that. I mean, they're classics.
They do, and they will live on. People who... Terrible transition. People who are living another year, going to celebrity birthdays.
Sweet.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That was very nice.
I'm sensitive. Bill Paxton. Actor Bill Paxton is 57 years old today. Singer Enya is 51. Actor Craig Ferguson from The Late Late Show, host of The Late Late Show, is 50. Academy Award winner Trent Reznor, Nine Inch Nails, 47 years old. Josh Homme.
Nicely done.
Yes, I got it right.
Finally.
39 years old from Queens of the Stone Age. And Bob Saget is 56 years old today.
Oh, Bob Saget!
That Bob Saget. And so those are the celebrity birthdays. I want to thank you guys so much for having me doing the Showbiz Beat the last 2 days. This was a lot of fun. Thank you for having me, and thank you, Ralph Garman, for everything that you have done for me. I am Brad Williams. I pitter-patter on the Showbiz Beat.
Ralph will be back tomorrow. It is Friday, so we've got the movie beat. We also are going to tell you about the, well, the Pacific Pole Championships.
Finally, something interesting on this show.
Pole dancing?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
It's pole dancing championships, Lisa.
Ooh, all right.
It's a competition. Funny penis injuries. We also have Adam Carolla with This Week in Rage, and more tickets for you to see the Black Keys tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.